Dragon's Dogma 2, the highly anticipated successor to the cult classic Dragon's Dogma, is out now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and Steam. Dragon's Dogma 2 is a third-person action RPG boasting a richly detailed and deeply explorable fantasy world created using Capcom's RE engines, immersive graphics, groundbreaking character AI systems, and cutting-edge graphics. Dive into the vast and dynamic world where the Arisen is called upon to fulfill a forgotten destiny across the nations of Vermund, the kingdom of humanity, and Batal, the nation of Beastrin. Dragon's Dogma 2 revolves entirely around choice. Your choice, that is. From the sword and shield wielding fighter to the illusion conjuring trickster, there are over 10 unique vocations to choose from that all require experience to unlock new skills. And character customization is out of this world. Literally. Oh, and did I mention that the combat is really in-depth? It isn't just hacking at a giant's ankle for half an hour while you dodge roll attacks. You can engage enemies from a distance, climb up large foes, stab them in their weak points, use the terrain and trick, trip, or throw foes off high cliffs and raging waters. So visit DragonsDogma.com to buy the game and start your epic quest today. That's DragonsDogma.com to learn more.
Hello, everyone. What? Welcome to the Rooster Teeth Podcast.
Hello.
This week, good evening.
Brought to you by Audible.com and Dollar Shave Club.
How did he get the God mic? Again, he just did it. He got the
Bernie,
God mic.
You're back, Bernie.
Hey.
It's been a month. Since April 7th. I think since you were on a podcast, or April 6th.
And I have been around, but I'm pretty sure I've just been gone every Monday night.
Also Sunday, because we haven't done Game of Thrones.
That's the other thing. Like, while this has been going on, I have not seen a single episode of Game of Thrones in my house, because I have been away.
I thought you were bragging so much about seeing the first two episodes before everyone else, and now you're behind everyone.
And then I got behind on everybody else.
I saw the first four.
I'm so glad that we are at we've passed episode 4
of the podcast
of this season of Game of Thrones, because you know the first four episodes leaked before the season started, and social media was like navigating a minefield of spoilers,
a nightmare scenario.
I didn't even talk about
worst
it
ever
until we were through those first four episodes.
Nightmare.
I didn't see anything.
Saw tons of shit,
like directed at you or yes. just okay.
Did oh you yeah. see that the next?
Because we liked Game of Thrones.
That's a dick move.
Yeah, but you can't spoil anything because the most recent episode had material that was not in the books.
And that's what was spoiled. Was stuff that happened in the TV show that hadn't happened in the books. That was different.
If you've read the books, you're now at the point where people can ruin it for you. Look at my. Beautiful, beautiful. They look like Triceratops things from the side, don't they? But they're unicorns.
What was someone said about rats?
So
Meg said there were rats in those shoes.
Someone. Meg, what'd you say about rats? My shoes had rats?
There are rats in the box that those shoes came in, apparently.
Why are you wearing them? There's probably like rat shit in.
What? Why are you so germophobic? But I'm sure it's fine.
Germophobic?
Yeah. I'd wear fucking rat shoes. Why not?
That's not being germophobic. That's basic level cleanliness. I don't want to stick my feet in rat shit.
You're wearing socks that you'll wash later.
Come on, this like rat.
How filthy are you?
Pretty filthy.
Jesus. So gross.
I have a laundry machine. So
I feel
I'm
perfectly fine.
The thin layer of sock fabric will protect me from all the disease and grossness of rat shit.
It will.
I've never heard it referred to as a laundry machine.
Well, you know.
What do you call it?
A washing machine?
Washing machine?
I think I was referring to both the washing and the drying all in one.
Your laundry machines.
Machines.
So were the rats dead when the box was opened? Unknown.
Well, I mean, you checked inside.
They chewed up
a Minecraft sword?
You checked inside, though, right?
I'm wearing little slippers on my feet.
But there's
I'm
no poo-poo inside, right?
Nothing weird. I'm not eating them.
That's gross, right, Gavin?
Yeah, it's gross, yeah.
Okay, good.
You realize pretty much rats and bugs have touched everything that you come across, right?
Yeah, there's poo on everything, too.
Yeah.
So.
Poo, did you guys talk? I've been gone for a while, as we've already covered. Did you guys talk about that they did the study about poo in people's beards?
Yeah.
And that got tweeted at me like 20,000
times. Well, didn't there another one come out that said it was a load of crap?
Yeah.
Literally.
So there was a video that was posted on Reddit just yesterday. It was, my hair's like crazy today.
It looks beautiful. Don't judge.
It's like poof. It's like
I woke up like poof.
It's a bit jewy.
Yeah, so Barbara did compliment me on it.
She did.
She walked up, she goes, "Your hair looks nice today." And I was like, "Yeah, thank you." And then I see this, and it's like, no, not at all.
Well, maybe I just like it a lot more because of my upbringing.
Are you more into Jewish people?
Like, in terms of appearance? Or
like sex. Having sex with them.
I mean, if I count, like, if the ratio, there's definitely less Jewish people to non-Jewish people.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But there's less, less Jewish people in the world.
There are, that, yes.
Yeah, so how are you on a global... Look at Gus. Right, yeah. Statistician over
Let's
there.
Let's draw this line out.
I think there's 14 million Jews left in the world.
Yeah. Now, would you say, though, that post... High school, is it called high school in Canada? Or are they called like
secondary
school, like lumber
school.
Lumber grade. They after that high school period, have you dated more non-Jewish people? Was it pretty much Jewish people before that?
I only dated one Jew.
Only one?
Only one.
Really? Did you date anybody else in high school? More than one person?
No.
Oh, no.
No, I dated someone from the ages of 16 to 22.
Wow. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Long time. Yeah. Good years.
Good
All
guy.
Good guy. All done. No. I don't think I ever met that guy.
No.
Which sounds weird because Barbara's like 16 to 22, but I've known Barbara since she was...
14.
Really? Since you were 14. This is how weird. Not,
a decade
don't,
wasted.
Don't think of her as 14. Go back to thinking of her as like the 23-year-old that she is today. You're welcome, by the way.
I'm almost 26, but...
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, I see what you're doing. I mean, thank you.
This was something... I don't know why this occurred to me, but we were just out drinking or talking about being drunk or something like that because I went to a lot of different places in the last month, and there was a lot of different parties and that stuff. And we talked about people getting their drunkest. And for whatever reason, it hit me. I've never seen Barbara drunk. Like, I've never seen Barbara, like, completely obliterated. You, Gus, I have definitely seen that way many times.
It's Monday, right?
Right. Gavin, I have seen that way, and I fucking hate that person.
Hey.
I see Gavin that way, like, once a week.
I have never
used to.
Oh.
Have you guys ever seen Barbara drunk before, ever?
I feel like I must have at some point.
Yes, I have. Like, what kind of drunk is Barbara? Is she like a sloppy drunk?
I think Barbara is a sloppy drunk who laughs nonstop.
Mm.
So what I am normally?
Like, amplified.
You just go way more glass-eyed and, like, loopy and yeah. Sort of like...
I don't know what that means at all. I have no idea.
I have no idea what that means either.
I feel like I should apologize for some reason. Like you did something.
If you're listening
awful.
To the audio version of the podcast, Gavin just made a really obscene hand gesture.
Yeah. Let's
go very
out.
Sort of slurry.
Did you see her drunk?
Slurry.
No. It just came up. We were talking about people at their drunkest. Like, I was saying that I hadn't been at my drunkest. I got drunk on the trip. We went to Cannes. I got as drunk on the first night there. That's the drunkest I'd been since New Year's the previous year. I used to go a long time where I don't get really drunk. Even though we have all these fucking dumb stories about me being drunk. And merchandise based on me being drunk.
Pax really Prime was still my favorite.
I really get drunk like once a year.
That's being generous.
Once you have,
I think it might be less than
this was
once
about a
year
and a half between them. So I got pretty drunk the first night at Cannes. Just like, you know, you're drinking and you get that little voice that goes, you should stop. Yeah, exactly.
You mean Ashley?
And you either listen to that voice or you don't listen to that voice. If you don't listen to that voice, that's the last thing you remember. That
I
want
to kill the part of my brain that recognizes the drunkenness and immediately thinks I should get another whiskey. Like, I hate that part of my brain. He's an idiot.
I saw you really drunk at South By. It was right after the podcast, and we stayed at that venue because we had to, like, finish our open bar tab.
Oh, right.
And it was, like, $10,000 worth of drinks
we had to drink. So, how often do you get drunk, then?
Not often at all. I don't know if I've ever actually been, like, blackout drunk.
Like, hammered.
I've never been hammered. I think I've thrown up from being drunk only once.
Oh, no, that's worst.
And I think that's because I might have been, something might have been put in my drink.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I hear that a lot these days. Like, when somebody gets, like, super drunk, they're like, I must have been.
Because that night I had two drinks.
Right.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden I just.
I just blame myself. I must have screwed up somehow that I got that drunk. That's what I assume. I've been, like, drunk past the point where I would have wanted to be a few times in my life, but I never, like, thought that somebody slipped me anything.
I believe you. I think it happened to me once too.
Did he get roofied?
I think I've seen it happen.
I don't know if it was a roofie, but it was like me. I was out with two other girls, and we all took a shot of this thing that was being like passed on a tray.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sometimes bars have like those little shots on
trays,
little
tubes, kind of thing.
And we all did it, and then about 10 or 15 minutes later, we're all just like, "I'm really drunk. What was in that?"
Yeah.
And like all three of us kind of had the same effect.
Maybe it's
going.
Just absinthe or something.
I don't know. It was the second drink we had that night, and we were all just like obliterated for the rest of the evening. It was great.
Yeah.
you don't spend a lot of money on drinks that night.
Well, we never spend money on drinks.
I drank a lot in college.
Girl.
I had two crazy experiences in college like that, where one was my 21st birthday. They took me out. Do you guys know Baby Acapulco's?
Oh, yeah.
It's a margarita place that's disguised as a restaurant in Austin. And we went there.
It's a shitty place.
It's a pretty shitty place. Like, when you go to a Mexican restaurant, it's like, the most people order nachos there and then margarita. So it's like, you don't really order nachos at too many Tex-Mex restaurants. But I went with my buddies for my 21st birthday, and they ordered me a blue margarita.
So
the guy goes, give them two blue margaritas. She goes, I can't serve them two blue margaritas. And my buddy next to me, who doesn't drink, goes, then I'll have a blue margarita. And he, like, pushes it over to me when he gets it. And she puts a second one in front of me. She knows she's breaking the rule. And I go, what is the story with these blue margaritas? Why is it a big deal? She goes, just be careful. I said, why? She goes, because they're creepers. And I said, what does that mean, that they're creepers? She goes, that just means they sneak up on you. And I woke up the next day. Like, literally, that's the memory in my head. It's like, it's wow. Like, she said that to me, and I said, and then I'm awake in my room.
She definitely drugged you.
See, I would assume that she did that. But I don't think people really, back then, people didn't really talk about that too much. Like, that wasn't a thing. It seems like everyone can get
hold of this. Well, now, thanks to the internet, anyone can get it.
Can you just do it? I don't want to educate people to have poor behavior.
Why are you asking me?
What was the drug before roofies that you always heard about that was like that?
Rohypnol?
I always think about chloroform with the rag.
Oh, God.
Does that actually work?
Are you from the 1800s?
I know, right? You're like somebody who's going to extract a tooth in like the Old West. But does that actually work if you put chloroform on a rag and put it over somebody's mouth?
I think it has to be a lot of chloroform. It has to be a long time.
I think it also has to cover their nose as well.
I bet the chloroform is irrelevant and people are just suffocating.
Right. And they're breathing
like,
in like
cloth over someone's face. It'll eventually pass out.
Yeah. And what is, I mean, is that all chloroform does, or does it have like another use? Like, does it really
is
great?
Is chloroform
like boat hulls or something?
Like, is chloroform like a type of thing, or is it like the chemical name for a specific thing?
Well, it's chlorine and formite.
Formite?
For a second, acid? I was like, damn, Bernie, you know a lot.
It's a form of chlorine. Hold on. I'll look at what chloroform's chemical composition
Formichlorum.
Is.
Formichlorum.
Oh, we're going to do the science portion of the podcast early?
We got it.
Already.
We're already in it.
Let's see. Chlorine, fluorine, and bromine. I don't know. Chlorofluorborum.
I approve.
I have no idea.
It is CHCl3, so it's mostly chlorine. And it's a carbon, hydrogen, and then three chlorine atoms.
Three Cls.
Ooh. Yeah. So it's basically just, you can probably just soak a rag in chlorine and do it. Please, for God's sake, don't do that.
This is a really bad example. Yeah.
We should do an artsy life where we just chloroform ourselves. So,
no.
Or we get a bunch of different rags. Like, this one's soaked in carbon. This one's soaked in hydrogen.
Or we'll just take one and one of them's chloroform.
So because my dad was a priest, he had me so much later in life than you normally have kids. My dad had me when he was 45. And that made our generation gap enormous, enormous. Like, I was like, my cousins were like 20 years older than me in my family. And I was like the baby of every generation. And he had like some of the craziest stories. He basically grew up during like World War II. And they didn't have anesthesia back then. They would just give you fucking ether, which he said they would just pour into a mask, put on your face, and sound like a swarm of bees in your head, and then you pass out.
Oh, my God.
And it was horrible. God. It was like that was one step down from somebody just holding you by the collar and decking you over and over again until
might
you passed out.
Might have preferred that.
You just get punched by tiny bees instead.
And I asked him, I said, why did you get ether? He goes, oh, because my brother got his wisdom teeth out. And I said, so why did you get ether? Because your brother got his wisdom teeth out. I said, because my oldest brother got his wisdom teeth out. And the doctor said, since I'm here, do you want me to take out all the kids' wisdom teeth? So all the kids in my dad's family had to get their wisdom teeth pulled out because their oldest brother had to get his pulled out. And it was cheaper to do it that way.
It's like going to Costco. Like, you get a bulk discount.
Yeah. That's the way they did it. Because the dentist was doing a house call. How mad would you be at
your
brother?
Is that the worst part about having siblings? It's having to do what they're doing.
Oh, just following their footsteps.
It's not even hand-me-downs. It's like hand-me-down surgery almost.
Hand me across.
Yeah.
More like.
I would murder my brother if I had to get my dental work done and get teeth yanked out. Because
do you get to keep your wisdom teeth?
Yes. Esther just got her teeth pulled out.
She did not ask for them. She thought about it the next day, and I think she regretted not having asked for them.
Why would you keep them?
Why not?
Make a necklace out of them.
Why would anybody else get to keep them?
You don't want someone else to take your power?
You know what I found out today?
Stop
that
staring
was...
at me. It's creepy.
Gus has no wisdom teeth, I found out.
I was born without them.
Explains a lot.
I'm more evolved. I'm a higher level of human being than you savages.
I found out something disgusting today.
What did you find out?
About C-sections.
Oh, Joe. Because, let me take a drink. All right, hold on.
Wait. Is it how they actually do
it? Wait, let's not spoil anything.
No, right, I'm trying to figure out if I saw the same thing as you did.
Oh, just like in my head, I just thought, you know, and there's a baby just like looking at you, and they're like, "Eh, the baby out," and then sew it back up. But there's like a bunch of stuff in the way of the baby. Yeah. They got like pull all your intestines out and stuff.
Yeah. You don't have a direct shot.
They put it in a bowl.
Yeah, they just like scoop out the intestines.
Yeah, Patrick brought me this just to be safe. If you want to set that over there,
bung them in a bowl and then get the baby out and then like put it all back.
Where did you hear about that? Because I just heard about that this weekend too.
On that like Guy Payne video.
Yes.
With the electrocuting them.
When they're doing the abortion feels.
Abortion?
Not abortion.
Contraction.
Labor. Contraction.
That would be the worst. That would have been the worst Mother's Day video ever, probably. But was that a Mother's Day conversation that you had? Was that what it was?
No.
It was just a video of these guys.
Yeah, that was for Mother's Day.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, they were motherhood. That makes sense. Come on, guys.
Motherhood.
Can't.
And when I said the Mother's Day video thing, you all looked at me like I was bizarre.
Connect the dots. Why would they put it out on that day?
I keep forgetting. It's not Mother's Day for me, so I don't know.
It's not?
No, it was in March.
It's in March, huh?
He's jet lagged.
What's the equivalent of Thanksgiving in the UK?
Is it the day you got rid of all the religious fanatics and put them on a boat and sent them across the ocean?
That had to be a really cool day, right?
Yeah.
They got rid of all their prisoners and all their religious fanatics in one go, pretty much. Dude, at least within the same 50-year period.
You have a purge every so often. That's what Hitler said.
Jesus. Man, we've touched every sensitive topic. The other time I got super drunk in college, which was a crazy experience, was we were making... punch in a trash can.
You have the most weird ghetto upbringing ever.
And it was like we were just dumping in packs of Kool-Aid, and it had liner in it and everything. But this was a designated trash can.
Was it a garbage bag liner?
It was.
Okay.
Yeah, it was garbage bag liner.
We've done the same thing.
And we were dumping all the stuff, and then we had this booze called Volkov. This vodka called Volkov. It had like the German like eagle, like the you know, the steel eagle on it, whatever the hell you call that, crest.
Steagle.
And I actually had a video camera, and I was like pointing at people, and I said, "Here," to my buddy Scott, I said, "Here, take a shot with me," and hand him one of the bottles. So we were just taking the caps off the bottles and dumping them in to the trash can. He goes, "Okay," he cracks his, and then I had my camera there, and I crack mine, I hold it up, and go, "Cheers," and I take a swig, he takes a swig, and then he stops, and he looks, he goes, "This isn't vodka," he goes, "This is grain alcohol." And it's like just as my bottle goes up, and I take two huge swigs of grain alcohol, which is like 195 proof.
Yeah, it's like it's strong.
Yeah, it was like.
What do you do with that? What's it for?
It sucked all the moisture out of my mouth. Yeah. Like it's just like it's weird to drink something, and all of a sudden it's just dry in your mouth. And then I swallowed it. I was like, ack. And then I took two full swallows of it, and I'm standing there, I'm wasted. I'm sitting here drunk right now, and it just hasn't hit me yet. But I'm completely drunk. Sure enough, within about 5 or 6 minutes, gone. I was completely gone.
I can imagine your poor body. Like, your blood's just going around your body, just like normal. And then all of a sudden, all this booze comes straight, and it's like,
it's like a tidal wave. Just like,
what has he done this?
Maybe that's what I need to get drunk.
It's like a meteor hit.
I saw Nico do something very similar once at an event we were at.
He's French, by the way.
Where we had a bottle of liquor. He thought it was a bottle of vodka. Made himself a drink and poured a ton of Everclear into it.
Everclear.
I thought, surely Nico knows what that is. I don't need to baby him. And then he, you know, made his drink very strong, took a huge swig of it, and was like, "Whoa, what is that?" I was like, "That's Everclear." He goes, "What's Everclear?" I was like, "Oh, you are in trouble, man. You are in big trouble."
So how are you supposed to actually drink Everclear? Like, what do you do?
You really dilute it.
Okay.
You don't.
What's Everclear? Don't worry, we'll explain it to the coroner when they show up to pick you up.
Yeah, just make it really weak.
If anybody could handle that, though, it's Nico.
Yeah, he held it together for a bit.
Before collapsing.
Then he continued to finish that drink.
My favorite thing ever was the off-brand version of, besides Volkov, the off-brand version of Everclear called Diesel. And it was just a picture on the label was a Mack truck like coming right at you. That's all it was. That was very appropriate, I thought, for the label of Diesel.
Do you guys ever drink absinthe?
I've drank absinthe before, but it has that licorice flavor. I hate licorice, so I don't like absinthe.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
It's basically like drinking NyQuil. Or Jägermeister.
Nothing wrong with that.
Gross.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you who loves absinthe. Young lady by the name of Ashley Jenkins.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She took me to an absinthe salon one time where you had to like melt. It's called a salon. We had to make a reservation, everything. They gave us this fucking apparatus.
Get your highlights done after?
We had to drain it. We got our toes done. We got a mani-pedi. We had to drain the absinthe over this sugar cube and everything. And it was like this whole procedure.
You light it on fire.
I mean, I don't know if we did it on fire, but it had to get like cloudy.
I like tiny procedure.
That seems so anti-you.
I don't know. It's funny.
I feel like you can't be bothered with that.
It's fun because it's small.
You just, well, like, there's something. That's
Is that what Meg says about you?
Meg?
It's fun because it's
Meg
small.
Perked up. She's like, thumbs up. No. She wasn't listening.
I'm sorry, I had to get that in there.
Oh, are you? So there's something. There's a video that's out right now that's right up your alley then, because these guys, they're doctors and they're scientists. I'm not sure what they are. Some guys. They built robots that could do surgery, and they sewed a grape back together.
Mm-hmm. A grape?
A grape.
Like they took the skin off the grape and then
peeled a grape and then put it back on?
I actually didn't watch the video, but I saw it linked everywhere.
If there's a robot that can put toothpaste back in the tube, then I'll be impressed.
I'm sure that's a robot that puts the toothpaste in to begin with.
Yeah, but it's... They like sew it up at the end, don't they? It's just like
I hope it's a robot that does that. What if it's not? What if the dude?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, look at this.
Well, this is them taking off the skin first.
The tiny scissors.
Gavin is so amused.
Gavin is so happy.
Oh, they
watching a video of these two robot arms slicing a section of grape skin off. Gus, how long would it be before you would have surgery from a robot, like totally autonomous?
I would hope that we were driving in driverless cars, in robotic cars, for a long time before we get to
that point. It's actually just, it looks gross. It's like I'm looking at something that's not a grape.
It's like you're looking at a surgery, right?
Just think of it as a grape.
It's so cool.
Do you ever do that when you eat grapes? Do you ever like bite it in a certain way to just like try to eat the skin?
No.
You've never done that? I've done that before.
It almost looks like a joke, too. They got the light set up and the blue, like, you know, what do they call that? The blue, not tarp. What is it?
Surgical
dressing. They have that down.
The surgery napkin.
Yes, surgery napkin.
I would definitely
with window.
Let that robot operate on me.
Yeah, drape. I feel more comfortable with a robot doing it than a human.
Right now, still.
Maybe in like 5 years.
Yeah. Look how quickly the story changes.
Well, also, how much damage could it really do with those?
It could kill
scissors?
You. What,
with tiny little
scissors?
A human
scissors? Could also kill you.
Yes, but humans have been doing it a lot longer. I trust humans a lot
I'd
more.
I'd have to go straight for your jugular.
But it would work.
Did you ever hear about the NHL goalie who got his jugular sliced by a skate?
There's quite a few hockey players that had injuries like that.
How did that happen? Did you like fall and like hook him?
Well, yeah, I guess he tripped over. I don't remember exactly what happened, but I think he tripped over another player and his foot just kind of flew up. And then, you know, your mask only goes till here, so it just kind of cut him right there.
I know. I don't play hockey, so my mask goes nowhere.
His mask.
I would go nowhere near.
So what happens? Just the blood just like freeze instantly and like become hard, like blood ice cubes?
It's not that cold.
It just like shot. Like, you can see the footage. It's an NHL game. Like blood just shoots. But he was saved because the trainer for the team was a former Army medic.
Yeah.
And, like, get ready to
shove a bunch of gunpowder in
him. You know, he reached into his neck hole and pinched the jugular vein closed and held it while they waited for the EMS to show up. That's
imagine
the only reason
scarred...
the guy lived.
What a hero to do that.
That is amazing.
Could you imagine how scarred you would be if you were at that hockey game? There's a lot of kids at hockey games. Seeing that as a kid.
Can you imagine being the goalie and be like, I know what it's like to have someone reach into my neck and pinch my fucking jugular shut.
It's badass.
I think I've seen him Black Hawk Down. That's what he's doing. Did you ever watch Black Hawk Down?
Yeah.
We're trying to pinch that leg. You have a huge artery that runs through your leg. Oh, it's just, yeah, it's tough. That's tough. But you talk about traumatized kids. Ashley and I, she came over to see me because I had a presentation that I had to do, this big, like, global conference for television where we basically introduced to other markets shows that we have
that sounds fancy.
It was very fancy, and it was in Cannes, France, Cannes, France, which is in the French Riviera. It's like just west of Monaco. It's where they hold the Cannes Film Festival.
Did you buy like a pamphlet there or something?
What's that? No, we actually went. We drove. So I rented a car and we like drove. I figured if I'm flying all the way over there for like 3 days of presentations, I'll just stick around for another 5 days.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, we drove over to Italy. We drove over to what Americans call Genoa, Italy, but everybody else calls Genova. It's on the like northwest coast of Italy. And
Love their salami.
Yeah, exactly. Genoa salami. You're the only person who's made that connection besides me. That Genoa,
it's all about food.
That Genoa salami's there. But when we showed up, I booked the hotel before we showed up at this place. And we get to the front desk, nice hotel. And they go, okay, and your room's all ready. And, you know, here's your tickets to the aquarium. And I was like, what are these for? They said, you booked the package with the aquarium. I said, I absolutely did not. Why would I do that? And they said, well, you have 2 tickets to the aquarium. And I was like, that's okay, I don't want them. They were like, take the tickets. I was like, okay, I will take the tickets to the aquarium. So Ashley and I, the next day, sure enough, we go to the fucking aquarium. And we had a blast. It was absolutely a lot of fun. But Gus, I wish you'd have been there. Because we went to the dolphin tank. and they had all the plaques of all the dolphins that are in the tank. And there were 7 lady dolphins, and there's 1 dude dolphin. I was like, hey, he's getting all the ladies. Then we look up in the tank. Nope, I guess he's tired of ladies. Here's the 1 male dolphin in the entire tank. He's swimming around on his back trying to fuck a buoy. He's...
like with his little flippers he's got him, or is he just like on his stomach?
No, he's like trying to like, he's doing this number where he's got 1 flipper going, oh, and he's trying to wrangle it. And it was like, the best way to describe it, it's those things like they throw over the side of a boat so you don't bang into other boats.
Okay.
It's like, it's like, it kind of looked like a big version of a thing you throw for a dog to train to catch like birds and stuff. It's like, it was like this tube, but then it had a place where a rope was supposed to be tied to go on the side of the boat. And that's what he was trying to get to, was the hole where the rope goes. He was trying to get his rope in there. And one thing I learned immediately, dolphin penis is very agile. Like, it was searching for the hole.
Oh, God.
Like that.
So it really was like a rope.
Ashley was a little too fascinated by this. Do you think ropes move on their own? I mean, this thing was like pecking around and looking. And it's like the entire line along the glass. All school kids just watching this whole thing.
They didn't know what was happening.
Was it just filling up with cum?
What's that? No, we didn't stick around for the grand finale. Oh, that would have been just horrible.
I mean,
probably has a hole all the
finish.
Way straight through for a rope to go through. So I don't imagine it would. Yeah. Just hits him in the face.
Like, oh, no. Gus, that was the worst part. It was like a piece of plastic that was maybe like an inch thick with a hole through it. So you got to see the whole thing going through. Like, you got to see the one side and the other.
It's like a cutaway diagram.
It was fucking
horrible.
That
sounds terrible.
It was
and disgusting
awful.
At the same time.
Have you?
We couldn't watch it for more like 15 minutes.
Did you film it?
And we had to leave. No, I never thought. Aww. Ashley.
What?
Did you film the dolphin banging that life preserver?
She was too busy laughing. Did you ever see that? And taking notes.
If I had a quarter
did you ever
for every
see
time
that,
I heard
that? It's an older video now, a couple years old. Horny Odie the Wonder Dog. It's a YouTube video where this one dog's trying to hump another, and the one that's trying to do the humping, like the dog that's on the bottom gets away.
Yeah.
The dog that's on the top, like, doesn't have anything to do with its front paws, so like it stands kind of awkwardly, and it realizes it can reach its own dick.
Wow.
And starts kind of like jacking itself off while it's still on its god. Back 2 legs.
Never seen that.
It's
oh my god.
This is it.
So are these 2 guy dogs?
I don't know. I don't know the relationship between these 2 dogs. How did y'all find it so fast?
Yeah, that was extremely fast.
And then he realizes he doesn't eat the other dog.
I just like that dog staring.
Oh,
what is that?
I like that the other dog comes back like, what's going on, man? What is this?
I love that was my job just then. Like, I got paid to watch that. I got paid to watch a dog jack off.
Jesus, I like that video exists and there's still people in the world that don't believe in evolution. Like, you say, I mean, you're watching it right there. He's learning something, and he's not going back. This is way easier.
There are people on the ground in the studio.
We'll put that in the link dump if you're...
That must feel really bad, though.
Well, what? You
with
do
dog
that?
Hands?
I guess with dog hands, yeah. If you have paws...
Those claws you can't retract and those rough pads.
They just use, like, the inside of it.
It must have been Red Raw.
Red Rocket? It's always... Yeah, watching YouTube videos of animals trying to figure stuff out is
I gotta say, it looks totally like, you know, they're not designed for it, but it looks so satisfying when you see those goats with the big, long, curved horns, when they can hook them back and they itch their own butt like that.
Yeah.
That just looks like the most satisfying thing ever. Like, the one long-horned goat, whatever the fuck
it's like
called.
An ibex, I think,
ibex,
right?
Yeah. Well, whichever one figured that out first was like, I gotta fucking tell people. This is fucking amazing.
Keep it to themselves.
Yeah, those horns seem ridiculously long. Like, it seems like they would be a hindrance to evolution. Like, it would get caught in a tree.
What's a hindrance?
The fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah, he loves to go after people for mispronouncing
it
stuff.
It would, you're the one who fucking mispronounces everything.
I spent a week with Gavin and Daniel.
That's why the door doesn't
that
close properly.
Fun. Those two, like, bicker and, like, make fun of each other constantly.
Yeah, banter.
What's what?
Banter.
Banter?
We're
not talking
banter.
About Star Wars.
It's delicious.
Here, I'm going to read this. I want to remind everyone this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Thanks to Audible.com for supporting the Rooster Teeth podcast. Audible.com is the leading provider of audiobooks with more than 150,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. Audiobooks are great to listen to when you're driving, stuck in traffic, on the subway or bus, doing chores around the house, at the gym, doing errands, whatever you're doing. So for audience members, Audible is offering a free audiobook to give you a chance to try out their service. One audiobook to consider is Snow Crash by Neal Stephenson. To download this audiobook for free or another one of your choice, go to audible.com/roosterteeth. That's audible.com/roosterteeth. I'm actually re-listening to Snow Crash right now. I don't think I've read that book since I was in high school, maybe.
I've never read
it. And it's funny to go back and listen to it. And, you know, I think it came out in the early 90s. And to listen to the predictions that the author made about the way the internet would work. So at the time the book was written, the internet was still, like, the web didn't exist. The internet was still a very, you know, loosely based series of computers.
No, it was still like futurist technology at that point.
Right, and then to see the line that the author drew out, and we didn't get there, of course. You know, he envisioned like a full 3D rendering. You put goggles on and shit like that.
Uh-huh.
But but he had some of the ideas were right. You know, hypercards and exchanging information, and it's really interesting. It's
I thought
out there.
Ender's Game got a lot of that stuff right too.
Ender's Game is pretty good.
What if it's Ender's Game on Audible?
I listened to Ender's Game on Audible last year, right before the movie came out.
Do they redo the audiobooks when they have like a cast and movie for it or anything like that?
Sometimes they do.
Yeah.
I don't know that. I think and sometimes you have multiple choices. Like with Snow Crash, I know there were two different narrators, and I had to pick between them.
Did you see that Grace Helbig is coming out with another book?
Another book. Well, her first book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list like a few times.
She has another coming out.
She should absolutely do that.
And then iJustine just came out with a book, Mamrie Hart.
Web books are a big deal. We've been approached to do a book like a couple different times, you know, but it's just like, don't have time to write a book, you know.
Just go on the internet.
We did the RVD book, and that thing is like its own whole project.
Can we just copy and paste on Wikipedia and then say that's a book?
I would love to do it. I read Grace's first book and Hardo's book. Those are all great. I haven't read Mamrie's book. Is that out yet?
I think it is still available for pre-order.
Felicia Day has a book coming out. Gav was in that Beacon program where they put him up on billboards everywhere. He was in that thing with Zoella from the UK. She put out a book right after that campaign. She beat J.K. Rowling's one-week sales record in the UK. That's insane, dude.
That's ridiculous.
This is where we are with media now.
It's a lot of books.
You know, there's two things I want to talk about real quick. Go back to the can thing. Like what you just said about like seeing where things were going. I had this really, like, very straightforward conversation with an interviewer there with somebody who was, like, covering us for the Guardian. And we were talking about, like, they were like, well, you guys got started way before everyone else online. You guys were doing online video in 2003. How'd you get going with that? And I talked about, guys, you remember this really well, when the internet kind of came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it always kind of existed, and, like, people always thought this thing would, you know, come around. But you always base your future technology in whatever technology you use today because you can't envision the next step. That's why, like, in the 50s, everything looks like a new way to get the newspaper. Or in the 80s, everything is like, remember how big video phones were?
Video phone was the one I was going to say. Yep.
Video phone. Everyone thought everything was going to be a video phone. Video phone was like the most futurist technology. But now when you have a video phone, like, I would never use that in 1,000 years. If I use it, I'm like, fuck.
Well, technically do.
Well, it's the business now, isn't it?
I did something wrong. Like, yeah, we have video conferencing now.
FaceTime and Skype.
Yeah, but it's like I have
a
portable one.
Yeah, but you never
one.
Use the video function.
I use FaceTime all the time.
I use FaceTime at least like once or twice a week.
Oh, there you go.
Never mind. Right. We're stupid.
Well, it was all based on that. So we were talking about, though, she was asking me about, like, how do we get started? How do we know that things were going to go this direction? I was like, well, the way it basically worked is the internet started, and the moment the internet started, everybody got an email address. The moment everyone got an email address, nobody wrote another postcard. Nobody mailed another letter. Everyone, all that stuff moved online. And then once data sizes got a little bit bigger and bandwidth got a little bit bigger, the next thing that went online was all the print stuff. Books, news articles, everything went online, and the print industry died. Then, you fast forward a couple years, file sizes get a little bit bigger again. It was all the audio. And everything that happened with the music industry happened with Napster and all that stuff. So I was like, when we got started, by that point, it was like very clear to me, you know, file sizes get a little bit bigger. The next thing that's going to go online and going to change everything is TV and film. It's going to be all video images. And I was actually, I don't know about you guys, I'm actually surprised it took this long.
Right.
Like, we're now at 2015, and finally, all this, like, Game of Thrones is online, and everything else is online.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, I'm sometimes amazed it took this long to take place.
I think a lot of times big media companies drag their feet on making that shift, because it's a lot of money, it's a lot of investment to move, you know, your broadcast to a new medium.
But the music industry tried to drag their feet, and it didn't work out very well for them.
Yeah, I think maybe they all saw the writing on the wall with how poorly that worked out for them.
Yeah, but it's crazy, because it's like, Steve Jobs always said, it's always easy to connect the dots going backwards. But man, if you can like figure out like something like just the next chain, so it's like somebody can figure out like what's next, you know, that's going to go online after video. Like what's the next big thing that'll do it? It's like start working on it today.
3D printing.
Printing flashlights.
Printing a car at home.
But I had a crazy thing. I thought of you as soon as I had this conversation, Gus. I was in my car and I got a phone call and it was from like Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm like, I don't know anybody in fucking Las Vegas. So ah, fuck it, I'll answer it. So I answer my phone. There's a pause, like a 2 or 3 second pause after I said hello. And then woman comes on and she goes, hello. She goes, is this Bernie Burns? And I said, yes, it is. And I immediately knew I was talking to a telemarketer because I know that pause means
the call's being connected. Yeah.
Yeah. So what they do is it's a robot dials you. And then when somebody answers, then they connect you to an operator. And then they push you like.
They answer.
Is that so that they don't have to wait for you to pick up?
That's exactly right. They push it through like something that's called like a whisper. They come through like that. And that's how the operators get that stuff. But nobody's sitting there dialing.
The sweet spot is hanging up during that pause.
Yeah, you should. Just hang up when you hear that pause. But she says, hello, is this Bernie Burns? I go, yes, it is. She goes, oh, hello, I'm calling today. This is exactly how she sounded. I'm calling today to talk to you about your vehicle, which may be eligible for a new extended warranty. And I was like, oh, God. I said, is this a computer? And she goes, oh, do I sound that bad today? And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, I'm sorry. I said, that must have been so insulting. I did the explanation I just did where I was like, I used to run call centers. So I'm used to voice response systems, and I go, and your initial hello, and then when you said it, anyway, I'm sorry, I apologize.
Influx is also very robotic.
Yeah, it was. So the way she was talking, it was like little pauses and stuff that didn't sound exactly right. And just she laughed, and she goes, okay, well, the reason I'm calling is about the extended warranty on a vehicle. You might be qualified for an extended warranty. I said, I know what you're calling about. I get calls about this thing all the time. It's my truck. I said, I'm in the process of selling my truck, so I don't want an extended warranty on it. She goes, I'm sorry, you don't qualify. And I go, are you a computer? And she goes, what makes you say that? I go, you're not saying no. She goes, I guess I'm not. And I was like, can you just answer the question, are you a human or are you a computer? And she goes, I'm sorry, you don't qualify. Thank you. And hangs up. And I was
my God, you don't even know.
I don't know. I don't know if I talked to a computer or not.
She definitely, that's a computer.
It was. It had to be a computer.
Because you know that, what's it called? That
and her
website.
First response was, do I sound that bad today? She didn't say no.
Right.
So it had that built in. And
so it was just a smart robot.
Well, you know that website, I forget what it was called, where you could actually talk to it and it was like a human responding, but it was actually just a robot?
Cleverbot. Yeah, Cleverbot.
That's basically the human equivalent of it.
But it was a voice one. Yeah. I mean, it like totally... I have never had something where I didn't know I was talking to a machine.
They call that...
and she made me double-check myself.
That's referred to as a Turing test. Where if you're
Turing test, yeah.
If you're having a communication with someone, like let's say Cleverbot, and if you can't tell if it's a person or if it's a machine, like then it passes the Turing test, which is like a test to determine artificial intelligence.
I thought that as soon as I was done. You know what else I thought about? I thought this is like Blade Runner. I'm like, you're walking through a desert and there's a turtle. Do you turn it over? Because that's the whole thing in Blade Runner. They're trying to figure
out the exact scenario. How do you fucking remember that?
I fucking love Blade Runner. Who doesn't like Blade Runner?
I love Blade Runner too, but I wouldn't, like, when you say it, I remember that.
Yeah.
But there's no way if you'd asked me what it was, I would have remembered that.
And the guy's a great actor too.
Wait,
so aggravating.
Why did she even call you if you didn't qualify?
Because, when I said the explanation, I'm selling my truck, so I'm not even going to have that vehicle anymore. She goes, I'm sorry, you don't qualify. And I was like, and then suddenly I go, wait a minute. I was like, are you a computer? Because what makes you say that? And I said, you're not saying no. It was like she was literally avoiding the question.
It's either a computer or a woman who just loves trolling people.
It could possibly be that, Barb. It's totally possible.
Which is like, if I was a telemarketer, I would totally do that.
I don't know, but we're at a point now with technology where it could have been. I felt like it was a computer.
I would have stayed on the line hoping that she would eventually repeat herself.
No, she hung up on me.
Hung up, yeah.
She disconnected.
No.
You got hung up on by a robot.
I know.
Or did
you? Should tell the other story
we apologize.
Have. You apologize.
I apologize to a robot for being rude.
Tell her.
Like, I'm sorry, you fucking metal hunk of junk.
Tell the story about how technology made us stupid in New York.
Oh. I feel like I'm telling like a lot of stories in a row here. I've been gone for a while.
You've been gone for a while. You got a lot of stories built up.
Fucking. So I went out to New York. The first part of my trip to New York, I was out there from like Tuesday to Friday morning. And I was there to support Gavin and Dan and be part of this, like, didn't you talk about this before?
No.
YouTube did a really cool thing where they invited, like, their top 100 channels out to New York, and we had, like, a summit. So it was, like, everybody was there. Tyler Oakley, Grace Helbig, Hannah Hart.
Teenage hearts.
We did
like,
a big old selfie.
A bunch of vloggers. Tom Scott. Finally got to meet Tom Scott. That
Tom
was awesome. Markiplier was there.
Love that guy.
And we were all, like, in one room and all had lunch together, like, this huge, like, summit. Like, Harley from Epic Mealtime. Like, if you can... picture it, probably they were there. Like, Freddie Wong wasn't there because he was obligated to a Hulu thing. I didn't see Toby Turner there. Anyway, a bunch of people were there. Enough said. Gavin and Dan were one of those groups. And Gavin and Dan had a specific job that they had to do where they selected 4 of those 100 people to have fan meetups in this massive big fan meetup. And the Slow Mo Guys was one of them. Then it was Tyler Oakley as well, the Dude Perfect Guys. And then I'm not familiar with her, I apologize, but Superwoman? Was that the fourth?
Superwoman?
Superwoman, yeah. I'm probably not in her target audience. Not after, you know.
I only know her name.
40-year-old dudes. You know, maybe she is, I don't know. So I was just trying to make things easier on Gavin Dan. So I was like, they had to sign these shirts. And then they have silver Sharpies. We've all been to conventions. We know that one of the most precious resources in the world is fucking silver Sharpies.
Because signing black on a black shirt is a no-no.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
And we have a lot of black shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had to find silver Sharpies in downtown Manhattan. And we walked 18 blocks?
How far did we walk?
Well,
we went to a CVS, didn't have him.
We went to a Duane
Reedy.
We went
to a different pharmacy, didn't have him.
Yep.
Had every other color Sharpie except silver. So then we had to go way far to a Staples.
We probably walked like 18, 20 blocks.
Yeah, silver is a hard color to find for some reason.
Yeah. They're a precious resource, man. And when this is what we did. We finally got to a Staples, plug, and we went. No, it wasn't a plug, by the way. It was just a we went downstairs where, you know, because in Manhattan all the stores are laid out so weird because they're in these super old buildings. And I found a pack of silver Sharpies. Gab grabbed one as well. And then Dan decided to grab like ones with a copper, like a multi-pack as well, which becomes important. Because we go upstairs, we all throw them on the counter. And then I see, it had Apple Pay at the counter. So I'm going to impress Dan and Gav. And I'm like, check this out. Beep.
And yeah, I was like, oh, I've never seen Apple Pay used before.
And I go, here it is. That's from my thumbprint. I hit the thumbprint. They're like, wow, that's cool.
And then
cool.
I was like, that's dumb. And because he printed a receipt and gave it to you to sign. I was like, you still have to sign with Apple Pay? What's the point of the thumbprint?
That's. And then they're like, I felt so good about myself because they were so impressed by it. Then I have to sign for it. And Gav and Dan are like, why do you have to sign? That ruins the whole thing. I was like, no, it doesn't. They're like, yes, it does. I was like, fuck you guys. And then so we get everything. We go, we leave. Put my wallet back in my pocket. We walked 18 blocks back to the hotel.
Oh, no.
And I'm like feeling all, you know, like, fuck you guys in this thing. So we get in the fucking lobby. And I say to Dan and Gav, I said, just sign your shirts. And then we'll go to the event and we'll do the.
And I was in
a
different block of the hotel. So I left both of you because you were in the same block and I was in a different one. So I was like, I'm going to have a shower. See you later.
And I said, so just, you know, sign the shirts. And Dan goes, okay, I need the pens. And I go, well, I don't have them. Gav has the pens. And he goes, oh, okay. So Dan goes up to where Gav is and goes in the hotel. And he goes to Gav. He goes, I need the pens. Gav goes, I don't have the fucking pens. We were arguing about Apple Pay. We just left our pens.
Oh, my God.
On the fucking counter 20 blocks away. And what I had to walk all the way
fucking
back.
That's not on you.
Why
that's on them.
Why did you have to do it?
What? No, I mean, I was one of the idiots that left it to you.
You don't need them. Fuck those guys.
I refuse to believe that you didn't have the pens. Like, why wouldn't you have the pens? You paid for them.
Why wouldn't you have the pens? You needed them.
It's because we all had an individual pack of pens, so it wasn't like on one person.
We walked
all the way back, and none of us noticed that neither of us had the pens. We're just walking
the saving grace, the best part of the story. Please tell me you needed the signed receipt to show them to prove you had bought all that stuff.
That would have been great. What happened was I walked into Staples, the guy looks up and he goes, here you go, man. It's like he just doesn't want to grab the pens.
How did you? I assume none of you had bags on you. Maybe you had like a shoulder bag?
Nah.
Or nothing?
We had nothing.
So nobody noticed that one was carrying a plastic bag full of Sharpies.
We weren't big of idiots.
It wasn't like we were strolling up to the hotel and then realized, like, we're back and it's like, any of these things. I went all the way up and had a shower. They went to their individual rooms and we still didn't notice that no one had the pens.
Also, Barb, I got to point out, it's why we went out. It wasn't like on our way somewhere. We went out to do this thing.
We could have gone to Times Square.
It was out of your way. It was like a quest. You had multiple stops on the way to doing this.
We left the hotel to do this. That's what we left to do. And then came all the way back.
And then you texted me saying you were just like walking back to Staples laughing at the street.
We couldn't text each other because we were all laughing so hard. But like, because we all realized we just left the pen sitting there on the desk.
Oh, God.
What would be equivalent to that? It'd be like going up Mount Everest, like getting like 30 feet from the top and going, that's close. That's here. I can see it.
I see it.
Here.
Like doing 999 push-ups.
God, I read. Yeah, exactly. I know a trainer that
or
actually
following
does that.
999 people.
Yeah,
you'd like the trainer that Michael and I see because he doesn't do even numbers of stuff. Like he'll do 49 push-ups or 99 something.
Well, just to make you want to do one.
No, because he goes, because if I do 50 or 100, it's just I'm not an asshole. It's like, you know, it's like I'm gonna do that. It's like that's what everybody does. I'm gonna do 49. So he stopped one short. He might not be the best trainer.
This sounds like he's a great trainer then.
It's like, one more. Never mind. You're good. Yeah. You're fine.
You get most of the workout. You round up. Yeah, you're there.
If you did that extra one, you'd be so much bulkier.
Yeah, exactly right. You'd have it all on lock. Did you have fun at the YouTube thing?
It's nice to meet people that you see online.
It was weird.
I had fun with the fan event too, like just getting everyone messy. I got covered in paint and silly string.
Well, you had like this little area set up where they did like some kind of. It wasn't like Phantom level high speed photography, but it was like 240 frames a second or something.
Yeah, it was like 200 frames, yeah.
And people, you were like spraying silly string and shit at each other.
But you should explain why that is though.
Just to hang out with the fans?
No, why they do less than your normal slow-mo.
Oh, because it would take damn forever to play it back. And
yeah, it would take like 20 minutes per person to process all that footage. Yeah.
And so it was weird watching that slow motion footage of you doing something with other people. And it wasn't on the Slow Mo Guys channel. It was like on that other YouTube slow motion channel thing.
You also had like a lot of cash too.
Yeah, that was paper really money. Cool. We're just making it rain. This one dude, I'm trying to find the clip, but he went with two silly strings just straight into both of my eyes. And I was just like, my eyes are just getting loaded with silly string. And I never used silly string before, but it's like aerosol. It's like, it's really like, it stings your eyes a lot. So I was like pulling this clump of silly string.
You ever see
off my
any
eyeballs.
Of those awful videos where people don't realize that stuff's flammable?
Oh, God.
And, like, there'll be someone like going to blow out a birthday cake candles, and then people blow silly string at them, and it becomes, like, a flamethrower.
That's awesome.
Jeez.
I made them test it.
What do you mean?
I told you that. I made them test the silly string before they would use it for the day. I was like, I've seen too many videos where people catch on fire from this stuff. Can you just, like, go put it next to a flame and make sure it doesn't
I'm sure my light face was completely flammable by the end of the
day. Yeah. Your face is always flammable.
Why?
Because it's skin.
Oh, fair point. You got fucking served.
And you have hair on it.
Flammable?
What's that great Mitch Hedberg line? If you're alive and flammable, you are never blocking a fire exit.
Yeah, because they have like a... Like, you're blocking the fire exit. Or like...
See, I can't block a fire exit.
You're a fire hazard by standing here. And it's just like, I'm not going to just stand here if there's a fire.
I'm alive and flammable. I'm never blocking a fire exit. I'm just the first one out.
No, that's a really good point. There's fire freaks me out. Fire and electricity freak me out.
We're on the same page.
Yeah, fire.
Electricity is too fast.
Did you see the footage of the guy in Russia who lights himself on fire and jumps off an 8-story building?
What?
Dude, Patrick, video foo on that if you can.
Does he survive?
People in Russia, fuck it. They've lost. And he just jumps off of an 8-story building into snow that he piled up. I'm not kidding.
Did he live, though?
Yeah. They have one view of him on top with his buddies. They let him on fire, and he goes like, ooh, and then he jumps. And they have one from his GoPro view. When he lands, he just makes all those noises that, like, somebody makes when they just, like, have no air left anywhere in their body. He's going, like the grapes lady when she's stomping grapes and she falls.
Ow, 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 ow. That's my favorite video.
Any chance you find the guy that fell off the building or jumped off the building?
No, they can find Horny Odie the Wonder Dog immediately.
Yeah. I know, right? That one they had already. That was in the toolbar. They had a bookmark for that. I was talking earlier. I kind of started to tell the story. I saw a video on Reddit yesterday of a cat that was on the outside of a building. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like a guy's on the roof of a skyscraper. He leans over the edge, and there's a cat just like on the outside of the building. And then the cat adjusts his grip and falls. Oh. And he watches it. I don't know who this cameraman is because he doesn't react in any way. The cat falls like 8 stories, lands, and then immediately another cat runs and tries to attack it, and it runs away.
Yeah.
But it literally, you watch a cat fall like probably
like 8 or 9 stories?
6 stories? Yeah, something like that.
No, it's got 8 lives left after that.
Yeah.
So. Well, there's certain height.
Oh, is this the dude?
Yeah, okay. So this is one angle. There's actually one from above him, too. So you can see how many windows there are when he falls.
Lunatic.
Wow, on fire.
What are you doing?
And he piled the snow up himself.
Oh, my God.
Into a pile of snow! That's nothing.
I'd have made a much bigger pile.
Yeah, no shit.
He looks great.
And there's like 3 or 4.
How were all these people watching?
You would totally stop.
You said you wouldn't watch that? I'd watch the hell out of that.
I wouldn't watch someone die. Why wasn't the pile of snow bigger if there's that many people fucking standing around?
Digging him out.
In the related videos for this, Patrick, there's probably a different angle on it too. Like the one from the top.
Wow.
And then there's one from his point of view because he has a GoPro in his head.
He's really buried in there.
Yeah, I think that was cool. Gravity helped him with that.
Yeah. Do you think the fire melted a lot of that snow when he fell in and just like buried him deeper?
Probably not. It probably takes a little
while.
It'd
be funny if he landed it and the heat just went like...
like a cartoon. Like he just leaves like the outline of a person.
Yeah. It's like that video. Have you seen the... what are those things called? The really hard like ball can... Oh, is this it?
Oh, this is GoPro footage.
Nope.
Oh,
nope.
God. He's lucky he just ran on his neck.
Now he's laying in the snow going, irk, irk, irk.
It's a great angle.
Have I seen the what? Little balls?
What are those, like, gobstopper balls things? Like, the really hard, like, ball candy things?
Yeah, you got it. Jawbreakers.
Jawbreaker, yeah. There's a guy, like, superheats a metal ball and just, like, puts it in, and it, like, slowly... it's a really satisfying video.
He takes
video.
A nickel, a ball of nickel.
Nickel, yeah.
And superheats and it, like, puts it on different through. Items.
And then it's, like, melted so much, it's, like, going, like... It's, like, bubbling and spitting everywhere.
There's also a video of someone who put, melted something into a watermelon. What was it? I don't know if it was... If you guys saw it. It's like melted steel or something. Aluminum. Into a watermelon.
Into a watermelon? Yeah. I seem to do it like on a stick of butter, too.
It came through and it had melted all the seeds, and when he pulled it out, it was like this really cool branch effect.
What's up with the anthills?
I was going to say, you ever seen the one where they do anthills?
It looks similar to that.
And you can pull out the whole thing, and it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
It looks like an art installation. Like, you would see that hanging from a ceiling, you know, at a fancy restaurant.
Yeah.
But millions of ants died for it. I felt really bad for my dog the other day.
Did you pour aluminum on him?
I poured molten aluminum on Benjamin. My dog was out in the front yard, you know, he's sniffing around, he's going to go to the bathroom. And he's like, he's sniffing at one spot for a little bit, and then, like, takes two steps away, and he starts, like, pawing at his face. I'm like, hey, he's probably just got some dirt or something. But he still keeps doing it. I'm like, all right, something's wrong. So I walk up to him, and I grab his face and, you know, tilt it up to me, and he's just got all these little black ants in his muzzle.
Oh, no.
And he's got, like, no nose, you know, it's, like, really flat, so it's everywhere on his face.
Like,
and
biting ants?
Like those black ones?
Black, so not fire ants.
Yeah,
not
so I'm just like, they're trying to pull out all of these little black ants that are crawling all over his fucking face.
Oh, no.
He did
like
not go back and sniff around there again.
Nope.
It's the kind of mistake you make only once.
That's horrible. Pull out a dog.
Oh.
Yeah, I felt really bad. It's like, I know better than that, but you're a stupid dog. You don't know any better than that. Yeah. So you missed we talked about it briefly, but you missed the discussion about... the video Esther made after her wisdom teeth were removed.
I saw it. I watched that whole thing a couple times.
She's just now feeling better.
Is she really?
Yeah.
So is she able to eat yet?
She's finally eating normal foods.
That's good.
We actually all went out to dinner the other night, and I got to talk to her a little bit about that. And when I got my wisdom teeth taken out, I did it as part of like a pharmaceutical study, which are huge in college towns. So they basically get like poor college students to come and like take experimental medication. Robert Rodriguez funded his whole first movie that way. He took a heart medication. That seems like a horrible idea. But the way that they did mine was I wasn't knocked out. They just like took my wisdom teeth out with me awake, but like local anesthetic. And Meg said she had the same exact thing. Yeah. But I had one impacted tooth, and I'll never forget where they put like some kind of chisel thing in there like that, and then they took this thing, just looked like a metal brick, and he's just hitting it like this. And like, my vision's just going.
So you can't feel it, but you can like
feel
it through your eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, that sounds really awful. It makes my stomach want to turn. It
sounds as bad as the ice skate scene in Castaway.
Oh,
that was horrible. It seems to me like if I had to remove a tooth, like the way he did it was in the movie Castaway, he smashes his tooth out, a sore tooth, with a ice skate, and a brick or a rock. But I feel like you could just wiggle a tooth out if you work on it long enough. Like,
yeah, but that hurts.
Ice skate doesn't hurt.
I think
but it's
more
instant.
Getting it out quickly.
Yeah.
Like it's the equivalent of tying it to a string.
Like
and
ripping off
the door.
A Band-Aid versus slowly pulling it off.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's
like having it eaten off by ants.
I imagine that brick he uses is like it's a surgical brick. Like it comes like sealed up like all the other medical equipment.
I bet his name was engraved on
it. He's gotta like tear the packaging off and be like, alright, and then you use it, and then it's like, alright, time to throw it away. got another one. Right, he's just got like his whole cabinet of like surgical bricks.
I'd hate to be the guy that empties that bin.
how expensive it would be to have like a house built out of those surgical bricks. Or it's probably just like a normal piece of metal, but they charge like $10,000 for it because it's medical grade brick.
Right.
medical grade
brick in the United States.
Yeah, anything if you put like a price tag on, like it's for either for the government or it's for medicine, it goes like up like 3,000% in value. Like an aspirin when you go to the hospital is like $80 an aspirin.
Why?
It's just it's the U.S. healthcare system. I guess you two wouldn't even recognize that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, but they itemize your bill, and even if the insurance pays for everything, you get to see exactly what everything costs. It's like, oh, here's a box of Kleenex. That was $25. Because a nurse
it's
brought
like,
it to
it's
you.
It's like the equivalent of a minibar in a hotel.
Yeah,
did
it
you,
is.
Did you watch Better Call Saul?
No, I still haven't seen it.
Okay.
Haven't seen that. I haven't seen, what's the Kevin Spacey one?
House of Cards.
Thank you. House of Cards. I haven't seen that. I haven't seen Daredevil yet, which people keep asking
people
me about.
I raving
finally
about Daredevil.
Watched the first two episodes of that.
I want to see just because there's apparently an incredible fight scene in it.
Good. It's like, I expected it to be so much better for some reason, just because of all the hype. Like, hyped. I still enjoyed it.
Dude,
it was...
my expectations for Daredevil are so low. Daredevil to me is like one of the lamest comic book characters ever.
What does he do? What's his thing?
He's acrobat.
A blind acrobat.
He's a blind acrobat. He's
blind?
Yeah.
But because he's blind,
it heightens the powers.
But, like, to me, the most interesting thing about Daredevil is that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are basically a parody of Daredevil. They started off that way. Like, the origin story for Daredevil,
the nuclear waste,
it kind of keeps going, and it makes the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, so it gets him and then gets a bunch of
and
turtles.
And then it gets the turtles as well. Like, the thing that turns him into Daredevil, like, he gets hit in the eyes with a radioactive thing that falls out of a truck.
Surely that'll give him super eyes.
What? Blind him.
Yeah, right. That's right. Anybody else would give him super eyes.
Yeah.
Him, no, it blinds him the way it's supposed to, but then it also gives him other stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, how lucky is Spider-Man that Spider-Man got all the stuff he did get and he didn't get like
he didn't grow like
huge
six
fangs
other
out of
eyes.
His face. Yeah, he has eyes all over his head.
Eight appendages.
Yeah.
Wait, how many eyes does the spider have?
Eight.
It does have eight?
It has eight.
One for each leg.
One for
just
each
like
leg.
Just like us.
I never thought about that. What if that's the way that works?
Is it an eye
well,
to leg ratio?
Dogs don't have four eyes.
A lot of things don't. A lot of things. We don't have
things.
Four eyes.
I was just giving an example. We would have two legs.
Yeah, we have two legs. Jesus.
We have four appendages, guys.
What are we doing, appendages or legs?
Do you guys understand there's no difference between our arms and a spider's legs, right? I mean, it's the same thing.
No, spider doesn't grab shit.
So a leg is what you walk on.
So you're saying a spider has eight legs and no arms?
Yes.
Yeah. I totally disagree.
Nice. Fangs.
How many arms
or
does a spider
arms
have
and
then?
No legs.
We're going to get these perspective conversations. It's four. The four legs up front, those are arms.
What if the spider was in Australia?
What does that mean? Yeah, exactly right.
Are its legs upside down?
Do we have the ambulance perspective conversation on the podcast, right?
What?
Yeah, like where the ambulance is going.
Yeah, where is the ambulance going when you see it? It's all that perspective stuff, you know?
Yeah, spider, I guarantee you someone on Twitter can answer this.
Their legs.
Tweet us, # RT podcast.
You think it's seven
and
legs
let us
and
know.
Arm?
It's absolutely eight legs.
Yeah.
A spider has eight legs.
Eight-legged freaks. I know it has eight legs.
But they also
you
act
said it
arms.
Has four arms.
Yeah, I don't think there's any difference between arms and legs.
You're a fool.
No, I'm not. That. I'm regular. Completely regular.
Although if you walk on your hands, are they legs? If you put shoes on your hands,
what if
legs?
Your arms didn't know they were legs?
So if a bear stands up, there's a video of a bear walking on its hind legs. Are its legs then arms? Does a bear have arms?
A bear has arms.
When it stands up, yeah.
A bear does have arms.
Yeah, it walks up. On all four of them.
Look, when it stands up, it has arms. So you're saying it's
it changes.
It's relative.
Yes.
And then it grows another set of arms.
Like, does it do its main fiddling with the front two arms? Like, can it rip open a beehive with its legs, or would it use its arms?
Let's go back to our original conversation, though. If a spider stood up on its rear four legs, would it, four of its eyes disappear? That's the original conversation that we had.
I like where we ended up with before we started.
Yeah, I bet you do. I bet you do.
It just closes four.
It closes.
It's like, oh, look out. Oh, fuck.
It jumps in its blind.
It gets hit in four eyes with radioactive waste.
Would you rather have four arms or four legs?
Like, I also haven't seen True Detective.
To add to your...
True Detective is so good.
What if a radioactive man bit a spider?
What is that radioactive man? He would already just be a radioactive man.
What
happens to the spider? Perspective, man.
Spider gets killed
would he become,
the man bit it.
Would he become man?
Man.
Spider?
Man.
Man spider. He has the power to do taxes.
Play video
get
games.
Stuck in traffic.
Play video games all day. Complain about the economy.
He just gets opposable thumbs and that's it.
I can't believe I've seen new season of True Detective June 21st.
You gotta see the old one.
You gotta watch the old one.
There's something else I missed
out
on too.
It's not very long.
I missed out on most of Silicon Valley.
You probably missed
year.
Out on The Jinx, which I talked about forever.
Yeah, I have, but I did watch Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Ashley and I watched one episode of that and
finally, wham
all the way through it. And that is a funny fucking show.
Yeah, it gets so much better after like the first three episodes.
I think I've seen the first two.
Yeah, I watched the first two.
I totally stuck with it because people told me that too. Yeah. They got better after three episodes.
No, it's good. I like. It's weird to me. I was scrolling through my Netflix queue the other day, and it's weird. For a long time, you know, it was all big budget movies, and it was all like movies that maybe were a little more obscure that you hadn't heard of. And now, then it was one original, then it was two, and now it's like half of Netflix's originals. There is so much original content. I watched one the other day. I don't think I'd even heard of Chef's Table. It's about chefs and cooking. I was like.
They just
I think
added
it was made by the director who
shows.
Directed Jiro Dreams of Sushi.
Oh, dude, I watched the hell out of that.
Yeah, it was super pretentious.
That was it?
Super pretentious. I watched the first episode. I was like, I want to punch this guy in the fucking face. This guy was so full of himself.
Yeah, but everything's moving that way. Like, BitTorrent announced that they're making original series now.
Jeff told me today Snapchat are doing original series.
Oh, yeah. Fullscreen did a Snapchat original series.
They did?
With Freddie Wong.
Do you have to hold it down to watch it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to really be committed.
I'll be honest. I couldn't really. I was like, I can't. This isn't my thing, you know? Oh, I did something really cool with Freddie, though, when we were in New York City.
Oh, but
I got really quiet there. That guy really feels like I should tell us something dirty. Not at all. Really dorky.
Oh.
Freddie invited me out to an escape room, which, Gus, you would fucking love.
Hold on. Go ahead. An escape room.
Got it. It's in New York City.
It's a room you can go to that is soundproof and it's isolated. It's like in the middle of a building if you just want to get away from the noise and the crowd of the city. Just a small room with a chair and a drink.
Not even close. You need a therapist, dude. You really need a therapist.
That's what I want in my escape room.
You have massive social issues.
Is it a room that protects you from some type of disaster?
Nope.
Kevin, you want to guess?
I know what it is.
Oh.
Yeah, he knows what it was. I kind of left an event where Gavin was to go do this for like an hour and a half, and then came back.
You missed out on David Blaine
and Snoop Dogg.
Somehow I'm okay.
Wes Anderson. Oh, I really do regret not seeing Wes Anderson.
You're too busy trying to escape from a room.
Yeah, so they put you in a room and they lock the door, and you have an hour to get out of the room. And the room is filled with puzzles that lead you to the key to get you out.
That's way worse than my idea.
What's that?
So cool.
It was a lot of fun. It was a whole lot of fun.
How many people are in there with you?
Well, it was me and Freddie, another guy from Rocket Jump, and then two randoms that they paired with us who were just fucking worthless. Freddie and I were just like, these guys. All they did, I said, here's their strategy. You could ask for a clue like once every 15 minutes. So their strategy was every minute to go, we should ask for a clue. And, I mean, that's basically all they contributed the entire time was saying, let's get another clue.
Did you end up just telling them to stand in the corner and not?
Yeah.
You just kind of like tune them out after a little while. But like the first thing we had to do was like turn over the carpet. There was a combo lock on the filing cabinet. We turned over the carpet, it had the numbers on it. We tried it, that didn't work. But then if you folded the carpet together, it was actually two sets of numbers.
Okay, that's really cool.
Yeah, there
that's
we go.
Really cool,
yeah.
You got me.
Gus, we got to one point where we had to like, we were reading a story, there was clues, and we found the right square on the chessboard. And we were like trying to figure out how to make the chessboard work because we were following the story of the White Queen. And we kept discovering these laser pointers as we went. What the fuck are these laser pointers for? And then we opened up a side room that we didn't know existed by pulling a lamp. And then like that opened a part of the fireplace. And then we went in the side room because it gave us a doorknob. And then in there was another checkerboard in this thing and all this writing on the walls. And then we figured out right at the end that we had to take the staff that had holes in it, put all the laser pointers in it, and then they would point if we put it in the right place.
This is a bloody
chessboard.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm
totally into it.
Now
yeah,
I
want
to
do this.
Now you do it. And Freddy's been bugging me to do it forever.
Are there different escape rooms? Like, it's not just one escape room, right? Like, if you solve it, you can come back and do another one?
That is correct.
Okay.
Like, so, we did the Sherlock Holmes one.
Do they have these
so if
other
you do the Sherlock
cities?
Holmes one in Manhattan, I just kind of ruined it a little bit for you.
Can you bugger up the next bit? Like, if you ruin something later on in the clue,
it's
can
called-
you ruin it?
Like
what if you messed up the chessboard or something?
That's exactly the example they gave us. They said, we'll give you one hint before you start. You should not move anything on the chessboard until you have figured out what its purpose is. That's the only clue we'll give you. Apparently that must happen a lot to people.
I'm being told by Patrick in my ear that there's one in Austin.
There is one in Austin.
That was my next question because
I would totally do that.
We should do little challenges.
Let's do a podcast.
RT Life.
Here's the problem. For obvious reasons, they don't let you film it.
Mm.
Like we couldn't we could have our phones in there. To like look up reference stuff, but we couldn't watch any videos because we couldn't watch the room and we couldn't record any videos.
Could
I feel like you should take your
record?
Phones away. I feel like you shouldn't have your phone.
I agree.
It kind of threw you off track though. Like we had tarot cards, and there were some that were missing, and they have numbers like all the tarot face cards. And so I was looking up trying to figure out which ones were missing, but that's not what the purpose ended up being. Mm. It's like really everything we needed was in that room, as far as I can remember.
I really want to do this.
It was a blast.
They should maybe just give you like. A terminal in there, like an old computer in that room that could only access Wikipedia and nothing else.
Beep, boop, boop, boop. Yeah. And I periscoped the whole way there, like with Freddie, like walking down my head. It was talking about like...
Oh, I saw that periscope.
Yeah, he's talking about all this, but that's where we were going.
Yeah, okay.
So if you saw that periscope, that's where we were walking.
I did tell the story last week about how you were periscoping and then a girl was watching it and then was in it.
That was crazy. One thing that they need to change on Periscope is that the location data is really, really specific.
You can turn off location data.
You can turn it off, but it's like they just need to say like what city or something like that.
Yeah.
But like
kind of like how Twitter has the option.
Yeah. This like Twitter gives you your coordinates, like you know how close you are. But yeah, this girl, she saw I was following Dan and Gav. They were covered in paint and confetti.
We couldn't get a cab back because we were covered in paint. So
no cabbie was gonna let them in his car. And she saw us periscoping, recognized the cross streets, found us. and then ended up on the Periscope that she was watching.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, yeah.
I've been having fun with that app. I haven't had fun with, like, social media in a while.
We Periscoped a load of, like, really mundane things, but it was kind of cool to be doing it. Like,
yeah.
We went to, like, a tea room or something. And
me,
then,
you, and Ashley did that.
Yeah.
I watched you guys have dinner one night. That was fun.
Me in L.A. when we were there?
No, in New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Me and Ashley, or?
No, you guys.
What
you,
did
Dan,
I have?
Dan and Gavin. I don't remember. I think you came, like, at dessert or something.
Oh, that was when they served me, like, a spoonful of spaghetti.
I think you were wearing, like, a suit jacket and they weren't or something, and you were ragging on them. Or Dan was dressed up really nicely.
No, Dan, that was the night Dan was dressed up better than
okay.
everybody. He looked dapper.
Dapper Dan.
I want to revisit an old conversation very quickly. Someone on Twitter, Eric G. Perez, says, if Horny Odie the Wonder Dog has taught me anything, it's that if you can jerk off with arms, otherwise they're legs.
Exactly. It all comes full circle.
So there you go. We even gave our own example earlier in the podcast.
So how does a spider jerk off?
You could do it with your legs.
No way. So we can get your
I mean, you could
legs
just, like,
up in there?
Sort of.
No. No.
Girls can?
You have to have some kind of creep. What?
Yeah. You, on your foot or something.
You can fudge yourself with your foot?
Yeah. You just have to, like, sit on it right and then move.
You've done that?
I'm not saying I have. I'm saying you can.
You're not saying you haven't.
Did you do that by accident? You just sat down one day and you were just like...
It's like the robot thing all over again.
I'm sorry. You are not approved.
You do not qualify for this answer.
You do not qualify. But yeah, no. I mean, you could do that on anything.
On anything?
Just get him the right ankle.
This is a very enlightening podcast.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not saying all women can do this, but some who enjoy that type of stimulation...
Seems like you wouldn't want a foot in there, though.
Well, maybe if it's not the slippers.
As long as you have a sock, it's okay, right? You can touch Ratchet with your sock. The sock is the barrier. It prevents infection.
I learned something about...
That'd be the weirdest girl talk ever the next day.
What?
It's like, oh, I was with this new guy last night. He had a foot. I'm like, wow, a foot. No, literally, a foot.
He just laid it on the bed and I sat on top of it. It was great.
It's so disgusting.
So, Barb, when you're talking with girlfriends, at what point does the guy's penis size, like, enter the conversation? First two sentences? Like,
no, not very much.
Sentence three.
Sentence three.
At least five or six.
Yeah.
You want to get the conversation going before you blurt it out.
They're just so interesting, though, aren't they?
Penises?
They are. I mean, like, we're all fascinated by the dolphin
penis.
You
can't say anything about a vagina. Like, no one's ever going to be like, what's a vagina like? Be like, you know.
It seems rude.
It's a vagina.
It seems rude.
It feels great.
Put stuff in it.
Yeah.
Take stuff out of it.
Repeat. You'd never be like, oh, you know, it's a solid 4 inches deep.
Yeah, exactly.
What was that? What if that was the thing? Like, if women got like dudes are obsessed with size and rulers. Like, what if, like, that was the thing? Women like, oh, I got the dipstick, 5.5.
I can honestly tell you that, like, conversation with guys, never had that conversation of, like. It's like, so I ended up going home with this girl last night. It's like, how was her vag? It was great. She had a great vag.
So when do you refer to boobs? Or just the sex in general?
Just the sex in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the moves.
So you never comment on her body?
Not really.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'll say yes, but it's not like, it's not the vagina.
No, I know it's not the vagina.
More so if she's like on the, like tips of scale on the high end. Like you say, I went home with this girl last night. She was fucking crazy hot.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that.
So well, she was kind of medium and be like,
yeah. Yeah. Or you wouldn't be like, I went home with this girl last night. Eh. You know, I mean, I think I've
I went home with this girl last night. She was totally average. Yeah. She was a solid 5.
I will say that Dan always does point out when the girl does anal.
Always know it. And I don't always want to know that.
How does Dan?
Well, no, it's sometimes, but I don't want to know it all the time.
I don't ever want to know that about people.
Especially when you're at like a free hotel breakfast with those people. Like,
this may sound really derogatory and we might. Maybe we should cut it.
Let's not, maybe.
But if Dan's with a girl, she does anal.
We'd like to welcome Dan's girlfriend's parents to the podcast. Thank you for joining
us. Is this the point where you drop the mic and you just walk off?
But you, like, you've
how
experienced...
do you know? I guess you said
is that
because
that's
it.
All he's into?
I don't know. I feel like whenever... He must just manage to get a girl to do it, no matter who she is.
It's like he wants to be real careful. He doesn't have a kid.
Yeah. Maybe that's
by the way, we're in a very nice Asian restaurant in Manhattan. I brought these guys out to do that. Next to all these like nice people having dinner. This is their full conversation. It was like 20 minutes
Dan
of anal material.
Anal.
just like nonstop.
Well, I mean, the waitress had a bogey.
What?
A bogey?
My nose was running.
Oh, that was the bartender.
Yeah.
Oh, and I got sick afterwards. Now I know why.
What does that have to do with Dan talking about anal?
Well, I was like, it's not a very fancy place if the bartender's got a runny nose.
Oh. Yeah. We were getting a drink, and I go to Gavin, I go, bartender's got a runny nose. He goes, what? No. Then she serves him a drink, and Gavin's like this. Because he was like, she does have a runny nose. He completely lost it after that.
Yeah, and you were knocked out. You were not feeling well for a while.
You had it too, right?
Yeah, there's a bunch of people at the office. Jeff had something. I had something.
Jack had something.
Aaron had something. We all got
I might have caught it from Teddy. Teddy got sick. So
I might have brought something back from Australia.
You don't typically, did you?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You did have a koala.
I did.
Oh!
So you all have syphilis.
Chlamydia.
Chlamydia.
That's what they passed.
Right.
Get the disease right.
Yeah. So you don't want syphilis. Chlamydia, I think they can still cure. I don't think they can cure syphilis anymore.
I think they could cure both.
No, I think
syphilis is going away.
Yeah, one of them has reached the end of antibiotic effectiveness.
Meg showed me something interesting today. An interesting article.
What? I'm really curious to hear this, Meg.
This is the weirdest segue ever.
All right, what tastes better? A sandwich that you made or a sandwich that someone else made?
Someone else.
It's a great thing ever.
A sandwich that you made.
Really?
You think your sandwiches?
My sandwiches are the best.
Yeah, all right.
Well, of course, because other sandwiches made by other people involve other people. Right. There we go. That's exactly it.
It involves other people touching my food.
What if
I can't
Esther
even
made
imagine how hard
you?
That is for
apparently
you.
Apparently there's science behind why a sandwich made by someone else tastes better.
That science is bullshit.
Because as you're making the sandwich, like you're becoming desensitized to all the ingredients and you're like making the sandwich. And by the time you actually get to the point where you're eating the sandwich, you're kind of bored about the sandwich and you're not that into it. But if someone just gives you a sandwich out of nowhere, you're like, sandwich?
If you're making a decoy sandwich at the same time?
I love the idea that even if they go to you, they go to you and they say, can I make you a sandwich? Do you want a sandwich? You go, sure. And then you're like, oh, you get it and it's great. But even like that 30 seconds or minute that it takes them to make the sandwich, you desensitize a little
but
bit.
You're not desensitized.
Would the best thing be if they just walked up behind you with a fucking sandwich and just like, they wait till you're yawning and just, wow! That would be the best sandwich you ever had in your life.
What if you're watching them make it and you get desensitized to like seeing everything?
We should start a restaurant.
What if that's
when suddenly sandwich and you just walk in, it's just like wham. Well, I guess you'd be going there for a sandwich.
Or what if it's like the new way they do like a Subway, like where you can't see the ingredients anymore. They just ask you and they're like working behind like a counter that's totally sealed.
They ask you philosophically, how do you feel about
it? They ask you, like it's like Blade Runner. They ask you some questions and they determine the kind of sandwich that you want and then it just shows up at the end.
But I get it though. I feel like I make a good sandwich, but I'm not into it when I'm eating it.
Yeah,
but I'll eat it, but it's just like, huh.
Why don't we do a test? We'll both make each other the exact same sandwich with the same ingredients.
Well, I think that would, you know,
that would.
I think that would. That would nullify it because I know that the ingredients I was getting.
But I'm making it for you.
Right, but he's desensitized to those ingredients.
You guys make me hungry as hell.
speaking of
hungry, what is the best sandwich? Real quick, what is the best sandwich?
Best sandwich is basic ham and cheese.
Really, just ham and white bread.
Yeah, white bread.
Okay. What about you?
Butter.
Excuse me?
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
Maybe a meatball sub is a good sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Meatball sub's
awful.
Pretty good.
Terrible. Terrible.
What?
Messy.
So? It tastes good?
Awful. No.
Really?
No, you're
meatballs
right.
Should not be in a sandwich.
I just heard from the control room. So good.
What about all of the sauce from a meatball sub and the meat, but in thinly sliced meatball slices?
Yes.
Why don't they make that? That's
I'll accept
genius.
That. That's
I
much
would
better.
Eat that right now. A meatball slice sandwich?
That tastes delicious. What?
Oh my god, when I was watching Dan and Gav do their thing, they had these people. I can talk about that. What's your best favorite sandwich? I'll talk about the serving tray.
Philly cheesesteak.
Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, that's a good one.
Bit cloggy, a bit sort of like, blech.
That's the key to a sandwich.
I think mine's like an Italian sub, like
Capcola,
like with a little bit of like oil and vinegar on it. Mm-hmm. It's just like,
not too much.
Wham.
Lots of times to put too much.
So good.
I'm not into the.
Thundercloud's better. Thundercloud's a local place. You ever been?
Yeah, I love Thundercloud.
I ate like a fat person this weekend.
Isn't it fun? I'm just being fat, like really fat, which that's the best.
On Saturday, I had
so much fun, Barb.
I like
fun.
How you lifted your unicorn slippers.
Like, back.
You
I'm like, remember that?
I had dinner. Ate a fine dinner. It was really, really good. Then after dinner, I was like, I'm going to watch a couple of Louie. I have a few episodes of Louie on my DVR. Started watching it. First episode, I see him eating that cheese pizza at the beginning. I paused it. I was like, I want a pizza. I called Eastside Pies and ordered a pizza. Ate half of a pizza after I'd already eaten dinner. Then went to bed. Next day, woke up, whatever. Go to get lunch, go up, get a sandwich, come home, eat a whole sandwich. Like, oh, the sandwich is really good. I still have half of that pizza in my fridge. Heated up my pizza, then immediately ate the other half of a pizza.
Watch out.
Two dinners and then two lunches the next day.
He had a salad today to make up for it.
Did you?
So we're okay. Yeah.
Did you dump more?
Did I dump more? No, not more noticeably, no. So I gained all that weight, essentially, is what I learned here.
Well, that was happening. The sound of that vine was going through my head of Gus just eating all the pizza. Oh, yeah.
I sent Barbara a vine. I just saw it, and I immediately thought, Barbara's going to love this. I showed it to Ashley. I knew two people would love it, Ashley and Barbara. Showed it to Ashley. She laughed at it, and so I sent it to Barbara. And then Lauren picked it up, too. Lauren, who does a lot of the sketches where we're watching the podcast. She also designed some of the Funhouse shirts, if I understand correctly. Yeah, she picked up on it, too, and loved it. Just, like, straight up. It's a lady about to take a bubble bath, and she's, like, going, ha, 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 ha. She goes, oh, yeah. It's just so funny the way she does
it. We just talked about
something's going to happen, but nothing happens.
Nothing happens. That's it.
And we just talked about baths the previous podcast.
We did.
And I talk about
girls. I forgot about that.
And how baths are totally fine.
Totally fine. We'll definitely clean you.
Gross.
Thank you. I'm glad you're here. I want to remind everyone this episode of the podcast is also brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. The first time I heard about DollarShaveClub.com, I was skeptical. I didn't think a razor that only cost a few bucks could ever deliver a great shave. It seemed too good to be true. But then I tried them. DollarShaveClub.com razor gave me the most amazing shave I've had in years. And their Dr. Carver shave butter, I don't know how I ever lived without it. If you're still using old-fashioned shave foam, you're missing out. Don't be fooled by the affordable price. These razors are legit. It's legit. Try DollarShaveClub.com/roosterteeth today. That's DollarShaveClub.com/roosterteeth. If you're going to shave, you may as well. Save money.
Yeah.
I miss their old saying, shave time, shave money. I haven't said that one in a while.
That was so much better.
That's a free one. I said it again.
We went to go visit Ashley's family in Utah because I don't have any obligations for Mother's Day. My boys are, of course, spending the weekend with their mother for Mother's Day. And my mother has passed away. So we went up to go see her mom and spend time with her family. And weirdest thing ever, the most impressed I've ever seen them about what we do for a living was the fact that Dollar Shave Club sponsors the podcast. Her Ashley's sister loves Dollar Shave Club for whatever reason. She was like, that's crazy. I love that company. She's going on and on about Dollar Shave Club.
It's a great service.
It is a great service.
It is.
So glad to see they're doing well. She was talking about like all the commercials they make online and everything like that.
I love having stuff I need delivered to me and sent to me to my home and me not having to go out anywhere. It's the best.
It's happening more and more with every single service you could think of.
And I'm hiding more and more.
Yeah.
I was so happy the other day I ordered.
Hiding.
Yeah, because I don't want to see these people.
You're hiding yourself.
I was so happy the other day. I got some food delivered from one of those services, and the guy didn't even get out of his car. He just rolled down his window and was like, here you go. I grabbed it. I was like, thanks, and just drove off.
Does that mean you have to like walk down your stairs, though? Because you're...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But I like to meet people on the street because that way they don't get lost and they don't know where... They know where they're going.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Have you been to his house?
No. We drive by it every now and then, though.
I'm like, look, there it is.
Yeah. When we're coming back from lunch, he's like, I'm going to drive by my house. Or my old house.
Or my old house. I like driving by my old house sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah.
See what they're doing with it?
Yeah. They're not doing anything.
Oh, they're not? No. When somebody else fixes it up like right away, you're like, I'm such a lazy prick. I didn't do any of that stuff.
I did that. I fixed that house, and now it's just falling apart again.
The dudes who had my house before me, there were two dudes that lived together and owned a hair salon, so I'm assuming that they were probably together. They had rose bushes, and I'm like, I hope they never drive by my house because the rose bushes were amazing. I'm doing nothing to maintain the rose bushes at this point, but they're doing fine. I mean, all winter I was like, oh, these fucking things are dead. And then like in the spring, they blossom back up and roses all over the place.
I thought you were going to say like the second you moved in, you just like cut them all down.
We've talked about it. I learned Ashley does not like cactuses.
Cacti.
She doesn't like cacti. We have like prickly pear with no prickles. It's just
it's just pear.
It's a pear. But we have those like some kind of like de-needled cactus in our front yard. She just hates it.
Well,
like,
it's ugly.
Something about it. I don't know what it is. I haven't gotten to the bottom of it.
Weird because they bleed.
Yeah, they're like goop. They do the goop thing.
You can slice them and they goop everywhere.
You have a lot of sharp plants at the front of your house.
We have sharp ones in the back too.
I've noticed that whenever I come over to your house and it's just like I have to like dodge things and avoid.
Oh, because we got rose bushes and cacti. It's like a fairy tale. There's like a like a sleeping princess somewhere in my house. It's like we're trying to keep everybody away.
Whenever we come over and it's like already dark outside, I'm terrified for my life. I'm gonna prick myself on something.
Yeah, but the cactuses won't prick you.
But
they won't.
You also have like these leaves that are like really sharp at the ends.
Those are the rose bushes. Okay. Yeah, they get you.
Ouch.
They got thorns.
I became deconfused with something I found out this week.
Oh, what is it? What, you get like a moment of clarity?
No, I just
deconfused.
Well, like I was kind of confused my whole life and I just kind of never thought anything of it. I remember when Super Smash Brothers came out, there was this character in it
called Ness. And I was like, but I don't know what that is. I've never heard of that. But I was like, I recognize every other character. So I was like, what the hell's Ness? That's from Earthbound. And when I came here, I was like, yeah, what's that Ness gun? Everyone's like, yeah, Earthbound, you know. Earthbound's great, all that stuff. I found out it came out in Japan in like 1994. Came out in the US 1995. It never came out in Europe.
Really?
Until 2013 when the Wii U came out. And it was available for the first time in 2013.
Wow.
So originally I was just like, I guess that game just, I must have missed it. I just never, it was never out anywhere in Europe.
Did any of your friends in the UK ever mention that?
No. I guess everyone in Europe saw Ness for the first time in Smash Brothers.
And they just assumed it was a character.
And now they made a game for him that looks old as shit.
Yeah. But I was like, I was finally like, oh, that makes so much sense. I thought I was an idiot because I missed this game. But it's totally normal that I wouldn't have played it.
Well, good job. Yeah. You're not as dumb as you thought you were.
I just think it's funny that it came out like 18 years later in Europe.
Mm. That's really bizarre. I feel like that doesn't happen anymore. Like, that used to be a thing before information was as readily available. Like, localization and regions. Like, there's not a huge multi-year gap anymore.
They had Avengers in the UK 2 weeks before we did.
Oh, right. Yeah, they did the same. Yeah,
Dan had seen it. They did the same thing with the first Avengers, too.
Now, ever since I filmed the Sherlock Holmes scene in those woods, like, there's that big slow-mo battle in the
great scene, by the
way. I just see those woods in every single movie.
Yep.
Like, I filmed Snow White and the Huntsman in the exact same woods. The Avengers shot, the opening scene in the Avengers was the exact same woods. It's like, it's
anything
the
from
woods.
Game of Thrones in there?
I don't know.
I would assume so, right?
Yeah. Must be right.
It looks like it.
Probably.
It's funny. Like, once you notice something.
What?
The name of that studio where they have those woods?
It wasn't that studio.
What's that?
It's kind of near Pinewood, I guess.
Oh, okay. Well, that was like that.
It's basically just like, if you go there, it's a big open field and then the woods. So you can like film as with the woods as a backdrop without having to go into the woods.
Yeah, makes sense.
You can film like right up against them and it looks like you're in them. But there's like all this space for trucks and stuff.
Do you see Avengers yet?
I did.
What'd you
think? I did. I liked it. I'm not going to do too many spoilers. I thought they really fucked up Scarlet Witch. But other than that, I thought everything was great. Hmm. Like they made like, you know, Joss Whedon quit Twitter over the flack that he was getting. It's actually, a lot of people are speaking on behalf of why he quit Twitter. A lot of people quit Twitter recently, like Simon Pegg quit Twitter, and Joss Whedon quit. He's the director and writer of The Avengers. And people are saying it's because he got attacked for Black Widow being a weak female character. Like, she was the damsel in distress at one point in the movie. But everybody in that movie is like, has trouble in that. And
she's also a badass at a lot of points.
She saves the entire team, like, in one little sequence. That's amazing. But, it's basically like, if you saw the first Avengers, there's that one shot during the battle with the aliens where they go through like all the members of the team as they're fighting and they seamlessly go from one to the next. They basically turn that one shot and sequence into the entire movie for Age of Ultron. It's just like nonstop for 2 hours. Mm. How'd you feel about it?
I enjoyed it. I'm very not picky when it comes to movies, though. I liked the first Avengers a lot better, but I feel like this one's getting a lot of flack that it didn't deserve.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
I think there might be fatigue.
Did he really have to lift up that whole city and slam it back down to destroy the Earth? Couldn't he just mess it up in a different way?
What else are you going to do? What do you mess up what?
The Earth.
I think he was trying to do that. He was trying to do something else and then came up with this plan. Remember he was trying to do the other thing and he couldn't do it.
But he needed vibranium for that?
No. I mean, that's the thing. It's like,
is that in chloroform?
It's so hard to like
no, it's in feet.
Communicate an AI enemy because they like, it's all over the planet doing multiple things at one time, you know?
Yeah.
And you can't even see what it's doing. It might have been collecting the vibranium, I don't know, for a backup plan, and it needed the backup plan. That became plan number one.
I thought it was a really cool shot when he was kind of mid-sentence and then, like, crushes himself with his new body.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was a great design. When I first saw, the facial features of Ultron, I remember from the comic, I thought that doesn't look anything like actual Ultron, but I thought the character was great.
What does original Ultron look like?
He almost looks like a metal roach, honestly. Like, almost like an insect, which
really?
I guess you could, like, say
how
the same
How many
legs
thing. Did he have?
he only had four legs, but he had 18 arms. Yeah.
But how many eyes?
Let me see here. I'll look up a picture of Ultron for you. Ultron, comic book. You know what I was thinking about the other day, too? How come nobody's made a comic book movie with a poster that looks like a comic book cover? Like, why hasn't the Avengers done the Avengers with the little box with all their heads
is that
there?
Ultron?
That is not... That might be the newer version of Ultron. I'm thinking about the original one. I like that he does have actually 8 arms in there. I'll show it to Gabbo if I can.
Didn't the...
I'm talking like the 1960s one.
Didn't the Ang Lee, wasn't the Ang Lee Hulk poster kind of comic bookish? Like, that's the movie that they filmed in that comic book style. I could be wrong.
I said it with the last Avengers movie as well. I want to see a Mark Ruffalo Hulk movie a lot.
Oh, yeah. They kind of gave up on those Hulk movies, man.
Yeah.
Because they were pap.
What do you think about having a Black Widow movie? Or not having
that's,
a Black
that's
Widow
Ultron.
Movie? Okay.
Yeah, that's Ultron.
Fair play.
I'll probably, I'll send it for link dump.
He looks lovely.
Anybody else can look it up. It's just Ultron.
Ultron. Looks 60s
like a,
Ultron.
Yeah, it just looks like a thing. But the way they did the mouth and everything, like I never liked the way they did Optimus Prime's mouth in Transformers.
They had the steel plate?
I know, I liked the steel plate from the cartoon, and they gave him lips
in
the movie.
Oh, in the movie.
And I hated that.
Right.
And, but the way they gave Ultron a mouth worked. Like it was different pieces that like...
He had those two like circles in his cheek that kind of moved out of the way sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's cool.
And the little pieces that came down, curved in.
And I thought James Spader as Ultron, I was like, that's never going to work. Absolutely worked.
It was perfect.
And he didn't even change his voice at all. He's just James Spader.
Yeah. And he was very
obviously
human.
They modified it. They modified the sound of it, but he didn't.
Do you
do
think
an
that he called you and asked you about your car?
He's like, you want to check in? You're qualified for your warranty.
That was his backup plan.
Okay.
After the vibration.
That's the scariest thing about AI is like you don't know. It's like it seems like its first instinct once it came online or became sentient would be to hide itself. Like, what if there's been one for like
or delete itself
10 years or delete itself? I don't think that would be.
Oh, okay. First thing. You obviously would know you? More than me about this.
I'm saying no life form wants to kill itself.
Why? Humans kill themselves all the time.
Right,
isn't
but
it
that,
one of, the, isn't it one
a...
of the seven criteria for life is the ability to protect itself?
Oh, I don't know. I never heard of that.
Do animals... One is blood inside the body.
Yeah,
not burned up.
Do animals ever legitimately kill themselves? Like get depressed?
No, just illegitimately.
No, I mean like some animals like fall off a cliff by accident.
Did you see that video of the guy saving the sheep through the fence? And they, like, get its head out, and then they let go, and then they're actually on a cliff, and he accidentally lets it go, and it falls all the way down, and they're just, like, watching it, like...
It's just, like, tumbling the whole way down.
Fuck.
A sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a sheep.
There was also one I think I saw last week of this guy sees a moose stuck in a fence, very similarly, where its head is stuck through.
Uh-huh.
So the guy, like, stops his truck, gets out, he's like, I'm gonna help this moose. He, like, fucking get in the fence
it.
And, you know, pushing the moose through, and then he finally gets the moose out. The moose stands up. And starts charging at him and attacking him, like doing that moose thing where it's trying to bat him with his legs. And the guy's like, I helped you! I helped you! And he's like trying to keep this moose at bay, running away from him.
Yeah, that moose doesn't know shit. I think he's trying to mess with
the moose knows it's angry, and you're right in front of it.
Yeah.
Yep. So no, ability to protect itself is not one of the seven characteristics of life.
What are the seven characteristics of
life? They're a little rough here. The article that I have here is from...
This is him saving the sheep.
Oh! What? Why?
Look at the hand
jeez,
on the...
look at it go. It looks like that cheese wheel that they do with the
cheese
guys
rolling.
Chasing it.
Yeah.
I totally want to do that.
I don't know what he was expecting, though. He's on a steep cliff. Where is he going to put it?
You would think the sheep could fucking stand. It got up there.
It did. That's true.
God, I want to film cheese rolling in slow-mo so bad.
Oh,
just to be at the bottom
that.
Of the hill and just watch people just...
like, oh, my God. People just break bones doing that all the time, don't they? Where
yeah.
is that? Is that UK or is that
yeah.
Ireland?
Maybe I could do it when I'm back.
Yeah,
did you see
Ireland's
forever,
part of the UK,
right?
Right?
Yeah,
I don't want to fuck up by saying that. Yeah,
we. I don't want to get into like the did you see video portion of the podcast, but there was another one
see?
I saw. There was another one I saw where this guy was at the running of the bulls, and he's standing in the middle of the street, like taking a picture with his back to where the bulls are coming from.
Oh no!
And this bull just like kind of sees him and slowly walks up and boom, just like does the head thing.
Does he just have pictures of a bunch of people running away?
And then picture of the sky. A
bunch of people pointing like...
it's so fucking weird. Like, it almost makes you wonder, like, did he stand out there on purpose? Like, you would feel a bull walking up behind you, right?
You hear it.
With a breath.
It was just bizarre. I wish
yeah.
I wish
truly
you could
bizarre.
Find more context sometimes.
That is
on that
strange.
Show. But I was like, nah, it's funny. I watched it a couple times. Like, all right, that's enough. moved on to the next thing.
Can we... Gus, we talked about this the other night. Have you ever posted a selfie, do you think? Like you've taken
I'm sure I have, yeah.
Like just you, though. You just take a picture of yourself and post it up.
I must have, yeah.
Like,
I'll say yes.
But like you have to think about it. Like you've done maybe like... If you've done 10, have you done 20?
I doubt it.
So have you never done it... Have you never been like going out for dinner with Ashley and then you just take a cheeky selfie?
Totally do that. Here's what's driving me crazy now about the culture is that people take selfies for literally everything. For everything. Like, Barbara went down to Australia, took a picture at the beach. It's a picture of her,
mm-hmm.
you know? Takes a picture of herself. That's selfie, you know? Or, like, somebody says, hey, my hair's on point, you know, or something today. And they take a picture. I expect
fleek.
When I click that, I'm like, on the fleek. Is on the fleek or fleek?
On fleek.
On fleek.
Or on
what point. Does that mean? I don't know. I keep hearing that. Okay, there we go.
Fleek.
It's on point. Here we are using selfie.
It looks great.
And we're talking about we don't understand what fleek means. We're going to laugh at ourselves. But when someone says, like, my hair's on point and there's a picture, I expect to click a picture and see the person. I totally expect that. Uh-huh. When someone's like, it's cold outside, and then there's a picture, I'm like, click, I'm going to see snow. Nope, it's a fucking dumb face. Why is everything a picture of somebody's goddamn face
but are they,
now?
Are they at least like, brr?
Yeah, or it's just like them in the wind and they've got this. The same fucking pose that they've established is their good pose.
Are you talking about John Reisinger?
Well, John Reisinger is one of them, but it's everybody. I mean, here, I don't want to call anybody out because everybody fucking does it. Here's right, somebody we know and respect.
Oh, that has been annoying me a little bit.
Yeah, it's just like, look at this wall of cool stuff, and it's the person standing in front of the fucking wall, and you can't see the fucking wall of stuff.
If you could see through my head, you'd be impressed.
I don't, what is that? Why do, that's new. Like, front-facing cameras are a relatively new thing. Like, the last 3 years?
No,
4 years?
Like 10 years ago we had those.
10 years we've had front-facing
cameras.
No,
we haven't had iPhones 10 years.
They didn't start on iPhones. Like, flip phones had cameras in the front with screens on.
I used to have a camera that you could take the screen and flip it.
I've got a selfie from, like, 2002 on a phone.
The selfies existed. People were taking them in mirrors, too. I mean, people have taken self-portraits a lot of times. They kind of, like, just, like, do it, and then they look at it. You know what I mean? But it got to be so prevalent that they made a front-facing camera for it. I mean, in the history of cinematography, there's never been a camera that had two lenses on it pointing in two different directions. That had to be invented so that people could take photos of themselves, basically. I mean, they probably got it through because of teleconferencing, which nobody uses it for. Everybody just takes fucking photos of themselves.
No, they
like,
use
look,
it.
I'm eating dinner. It's like, then there's a picture. You don't even see the fucking dinner anymore. You just see their fucking dumb face every fucking time.
I think a lot of it has to do with, like, if you're following someone who you admire, like, let's say a celebrity of some sort, you don't care if they're posting a picture of something because that could be anybody's picture. But when you see them in the picture.
Yeah, but it's not just celebrities
time?
Who do it.
Well, I think it's also the expression.
Not every time.
Like,
but
emojis are huge because it's just like a face. Selfie is just a very detailed emoji. It's like, this is what I'm feeling right
Bernie's
now.
Leaving.
Bernie got no, that angry. I'm going to appeal
to younger audience. What's he doing? Y'all have this planned?
Check out our podcast set, everybody. It's the best podcast set.
It's fine.
Did you guys
see
what Gus is wearing today? Did you see what he's wearing? It's the best thing ever. Hey, everybody. Look, we're having such a great time on the podcast. Thanks for coming to the podcast.
When did he set this up?
Right before the podcast. He's asking for a walking mic.
Is this entertaining, right? Hey, everybody. How are you doing?
Put the light closer to his face.
It looks like you're on a really bad green screen.
I look like it's a hostage video in a weird way. I mean, this is like everything. It's like, check it out. I'm at the Rooster Teeth podcast set. And it's like, this would be the photo. This is exactly what you'd see. Somebody's dumb fucking face blocking what you
It's because it's
tuned
proof that you were there.
I bet in 4 years we're going to be doing all of our podcasts just like this.
We should just set up face cams with each mic. We could have a camera right here.
Bernie, I got to say, your skin's looking on point today.
On
especially
fleek.
Up close.
That would be an appropriate use of that then.
Man, that conversation, looking back on it, when we were confused about the word selfie, we just look like idiots.
I know.
That's what this podcast is going to be in the future. It's just like,
a time capsule of dumb.
I thought it was called a selfie. I didn't remember thinking this. I thought it was called a selfie because it was taken on a cell phone. I thought it was like selfie.
Right.
Oh.
Selfie.
Yeah. And you guys
that's
said it wasn't a thing.
That's how much
I just
didn't
kept
know.
Calling it a camcorder.
Yeah. So look. So that was not that long ago. That was 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
It had to be 3 years ago. Yeah. Because the person, by the way, that told me the term selfie was Ashley in Australia. Mm-hmm. And it was like, if that was the case, then...
And then you doinked.
What's that?
What?
Not... Listen.
She sat on his foot.
I played the part of the rubber buoy that evening.
rubber buoy. So we got our first selfie response here. Zanny Wright on Twitter.
Oh, he's watching the podcast?
Sent his I'm watching the podcast photo in.
That's a great selfie. 10 points.
So fast. That is so fucking fast.
look at it's the Rooster Teeth podcast. That's the Rooster Teeth podcast right there. I like that he blocked the rest of the set. Yeah.
He just sees your dumb face.
Fucking dumb face and everything. Everybody's gonna put their big dumb face and everything.
So who do you think takes the most selfies?
Oh, I don't know. Everybody does.
Other people you know.
Everybody does it. But we can't like accept that it's a normal thing now. I mean, it's like literally everybody. It's like
it is though.
Here is the space shuttle. My dumb face. And it's like, then there's a white tail fin coming out of the back of my head. I mean, that's it. It's like, they're not going to be able to build any, like, data for what took place for the last 5 years because it's just people blocked by people's faces.
No, but we have enough cameras where you can piece together the missing data and cover people's faces. Like, we have enough angles and, like, sides of pictures.
Will there eventually be some sort of hat you can wear that does, like, a 360-degree selfie and you can, like, rotate around the person's head?
I bet there will.
I bet there will be.
I tried to do that with a panoramic photo of your face one time.
Yeah.
Where I just took a picture like this way.
And then you can put it in a jar with water and it looks like there's a head in the jar.
Yeah. I want to do that one day.
Oh, I've seen those.
Yeah.
We should have that RTX.
This might be my favorite screen cap of all time, by the way.
It's your face.
That's why I don't take selfies.
It's just
right
Bernie's face.
I took a lot of dumb selfies with YouTubers the other week. Got one with Markiplier and Tomska. Yeah.
You and I take a selfie every
taking
week.
Taking a photo with somebody else, though, and saying, hey, look, I just met Markiplier. I just saw you, like a photo of Markiplier standing there, that would be a little weird. I would expect to see you and Markiplier in a photo together. Somebody's at the beach, like going, hey, check it out, I look great today in a bikini or whatever. Click, and they take a photo of themselves at the beach. That seems totally normal to me, you know?
Saying,
but like,
hey, I met Tomska, and you're in front of him, walking exactly. him with your face.
Exactly.
What if you're seeing a space shuttle and you're taking a selfie, but it's like next to you, so you're not actually blocking it?
It's a slippery slope, Barbara.
It is a slippery slope. It's like, what is the inclination is always like, the face goes in the photo first, no matter what it is.
Well, that's what I started
first,
doing.
And then the other thing is always secondary.
I'm in the middle of that series I'm doing, where I go to a landmark and I take a picture with it. But I'm like way too close to it to be able to see what it is.
Series? That's called Everybody's Vacation Photos Ever. I mean, what did you think you came up with taking photos?
No, but I'm like, it's a series now.
No, but I'm like... No, really close to it.
Hey, Gavin, you should do a thing like where when you travel, you take clothes with you. Everybody, you know, instead of buying them like the rest of us do when we show up places. Do you ever think about that? You could get like some kind of compartment thing. That you
so
carry
what
with
I'm
you.
Doing has been done already. You're saying
it's been done. Wait, since
everyone.
No, but
it's
I'm really
been done
close.
Since
to
the camera
it.
Was invented. No. That would have been the first
what's,
picture
what's
ever
an
fucking
example?
Taken.
What's an example?
Like I was. Like I was by London Bridge, but I'm like right up against it. So
I've never seen a picture of London Bridge. Thank God you took one.
Someone visiting London Bridge and taking a picture with it?
So you're like
scandalous.
Up against it so you can't actually tell what
it is? Yeah, like by Big Ben, but I'm like up against the door so you can't tell it's Big Ben. Like it's pointless.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about now.
God damn. Why did it take so long for you to understand what
it took you so long to explain it?
Why you wouldn't let me?
I missed the last part. That's actually really funny. When
he
you
said
say, here
way
I am,
too close to them.
Here I am at Big Ben. He's way too close. You can tell that it's Big Ben.
Did it at Buckingham Palace? Did the London Eye? I'm just like by the support beam of the London Eye.
Gavin, I apologize.
I'm glad
we jumped on you too quickly.
Glad we settled.
Happens sometimes. That's a very funny series.
I don't apologize.
I want to get the pyramids. I think it would be great. Like one brick
of
the pyramid would be great.
Just go take a picture. It's insane.
It's funny because people will be like, you didn't go there. Otherwise, you would have taken a picture of the pyramids. It's like, no, I did. That's the pyramids.
That's it.
I was really there.
That's good.
Do you take a normal photo as well just to be?
Nah, what's the point? I was really there. I know.
Just for yourself.
We got to wrap up. We're at time. There's always one thing I want to add before we go. Believe it or not, for the first time in maybe 4 or 5 years, we're running low on podcast theme songs.
Oh, really?
So I have not plugged it in forever. So if you have a theme song you want us to play, send it to send it to podcast@roosterteeth.com. There you go. Send us your original 30-second podcast theme. Either attach it or send a link where we can download it. It's much better to attach it if possible. That way we can have it archived and saved.
I also want to plug the new shirt we have in store today. It's a new red versus blue shirt. It comes in both men's and women's cut. So,
lady shirt.
Ladies, I know we need more shirts, so this is one of them.
There it is.
That's a good looking shirt. All right. Well, thanks for watching, everyone. We'll be back next Monday.
I
love you.
Where are you going?
Bye, everybody.
You gonna be up?